Salutations out there. This is the Five Starter Crew coming back at you with a brand new podcast. I'm TKO and I got my man Bossa. What's up, Ba?
What's up, dog? I'm back. I sound a little more clearer than I did on what you've been watching and We're Better Than You. Like, I'm getting okay. There, dog. Yeah, I was listening back to me and Bushrod. You know, I'm sounding like shit. And then even last night recording with CA, I was listening to that joint. I was like, "Yeah, bro, I sound bad."
Yeah, so a little nasally, but you know.
Yeah, I'm getting it. Terrible.
Yeah, I was thinking about you this morning too, young man. I went out to run on Monday, and then Tuesday, like yesterday, I teleworked, so I got out pretty early and shit. I was trying to get in and out of that motherfucking campus because they out that joint pledging, you know. I don't remember it being shit. That fucking serious, Sean. Man, they faces be hard as shit, you know?
You just ain't see it a lot. They was always like that, Tone.
For real?
They be trying hard, you know? Was it the girls or the boys? I forgot the name, you know? What's it, sorority and frat? the girls or the boys. That show you how much I care, you know? Man, I know some Greeks listen to us every time we talk about this shit, mad than a motherfucker. The only Greek I know that taking in stride is Rick, you know. Rick be laughing because I still don't get the culture. I don't get L.A. gangbang culture or any fucking gang culture, and I don't get the Greek shit. I don't get it. You know, why y'all so serious about that shit? It's crazy.
You sound like you went to that PWI.
Hey, yo.
The girls and the boys.
That's the front runner for the title right now.
Yeah. Yeah, my sister's homegirls, her daughter came from LA when they came last week or whatever. And she's like, "Oh yeah, I know you pledged." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "Nah, DC niggas don't do that." You know?
Yeah, I done had that conversation with so many friends. I'd say, especially during my freshman and sophomore year. You know, mm-hmm. I was just like, "Nigga, like, we don't do that." Like, me and this dude Gus, I used to hang out with. He was more understanding. Like, he was trying to be diplomatic. He from PG. But he was cool with niggas who was pledging. And we were just like, yeah, like, that's not a big thing here. Like, like we cool with networking, but I don't know no nigga who pledging, like, from this area. Yeah. Like, that's just foreign to us. But, yeah, all them Philly niggas, New York, Cali, Florida. I knew niggas from there my freshman and sophomore year. They was pledging like shit, dog.
Hey, did my man Nick pledge Q?
I think he did, but his father was. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so he kind of had to. Okay. Well, not had to, but you know. What was I about to say? I hate to bring up his name, like, you know, but you know, I guess I'm kind of honoring him. Like, I ain't saying nothing foul, but my man who got shot and killed, Prince Jones, he was my roommate freshman year. He pledged. He was from Texas, and they was busting Prince ass. Young, he used to come back to the room. Young, he was like, "Man, we had to walk up with the bricks and all the bricks on our back and all of that shit." I was like, "You sure you want to do this?"
Yeah. Yeah, I would. What he pledge, John?
Tony, you know I'm ignorant. I don't remember. I guess it was the Q because he had on some purple, you know.
Yeah, that's
the Q. Now?
Sounds so ignorant. The Q, the purple.
Hey, I don't know, you know.
Nah, yeah, I was asking you that because, like, I've never seen any, like, on-campus hazing as far as like the big fucking fraternities and sororities and shit, young. But our freshman year, man, me and Gucci used to come back from the go-go, young. He gonna be laughing like shit when he hear this, dog. Them niggas used to have these niggas on the fucking rooftop of Drew Hall, young. Like, trying to play for this shit called Gentlemen of Drew, young. I'm like, it ain't even a real one, young. Like, why you gotta go through all that when it's not even a real fucking frat and shit, young? But I think when you get into that early joint, it kind of gives you like an easy pass, but you have an inside track to get into a real one the next year when you can really play and shit.
Right.
I think, young.
Yeah.
Somebody can be up there like, you wrong about that shit. Whatever. But yeah, young, like, them niggas used to be up that joint yelling and fucking like, say it louder. I would be like, young.
Yeah.
For what?
That's how it is, bro. They be dead ass serious, young. And I do not get it.
Yeah, but it was the dudes, though, young. Like, this nigga was inspecting this nigga's, like, posture and shit, young. He looked just like Yates did when remember we was over Stacey's house and we was watching that Sixers game and he said something about Iverson. He like pointed at my head. He was like an inch from my head and shit. Yeah, got that motherfucking title though. And I was like, oh, why you so close to me, young? Like he was that close, young. I said, oh boy.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was walking and shit, man. So Monday and Tuesday were cool. This morning I walked in my car, Sam. It was a film of fucking dander on that joint. You know? I was like, man, the pollen is out. Man.
Yep. Yeah, I so came back
home. I had a motherfucking quadruple joint back to back to back. I was like, yep, it's here.
Oh, yours just started?
Just, yeah. You know? I've been good up until today, you know? Until 3 o'clock today, yeah. You know? Oh. My first sneezes, you know?
Well, I hope it ain't too bad, bro.
Yeah.
Hope it ain't too bad.
I just re-up my allergy medicine. But I'll be taking like the day-to-day joint anyway. You know, that motherfucking Costco joint is 365 pills. So I take that joint year-round and then I buy some other shit from CVS. Subscribe to and shit, so... Hopefully, that sustains me.
Yeah. I had to run out right before we started. My wife should start. I had to go get her them Gentiles, you know. She needed them eye drops. she on the phone with the, whatever you call it, like the nurse or whatever. Yeah. Well, no, she called Kaiser. She was trying to get, like, her diagnosis over the phone. So they always have, like, the nurse or somebody you can talk to. And they were like, yeah, sweetie, just go go get them eye drops.
Get some teals, man.
Yeah. She's sitting on the couch blinking hard to the motherfucker. She's like, Sam, could you go get me these eye drops? I said, sure. Yeah, like, I'll go. Like, damn. She was like, yeah, it's the refresh or the Gentiles. I was like, we old, John.
Yep. Absolutely. Went through fucking 30 years without having allergies. Now this shit, like, I can't do out that motherfucking pill in the fucking spring and the summer. You know? My eyes would be on my motherfucking River Phoenix, John. Every day, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty terrible, you know.
Yeah. Alright, so what else been going on, man, besides your damn allergies?
Kids got a bunch of projects due. Got two science fairs and then two something about you gotta build a commercial building using popsicle sticks and fucking, I don't know, like corkscrews and all, just a bunch of shit. Nigga, we got a dining room table full of supplies. Got to put all that shit together. So, that should be fun.
So, you could, I guess it wouldn't change that much. You know? What y'all be doing, go to, what's that store called where you get, like, the craft shit, you know?
Michael's.
yeah. But I didn't say it.
oh, yeah.
I was about to call it Frank's, you know?
train sound like a hardware store, young.
I know, young. I said, no, let me wait, young.
God damn. That train sound like they ain't got nothing but hammers in that motherfucker, young. Hey, young. Frank's is crazy, young.
He didn't know.
That is real good, you know. Ah. God damn, we stupid, you know.
Well, yeah, you can just buy a bag of popsicle sticks and shit still.
Well, yeah. Well, we had like a big box of them that we got from Amazon.
Okay.
Yeah. But the school supplied these. Like, they were all in the auditorium. It was a bunch of shit in the auditorium. Like, all these little supplies that you can make. You can make your little building out of. So we grabbed a bunch of popsicle sticks and, yeah, like I said, some like, screws, some like little metal, like plate things, some little building blocks. So yeah, we about to act a fool and just make some dumb shit. Drew wants to do a hospital. Troy don't know what he want to do, but my wife said, let's do Avengers headquarters. I was like, it gotta be a commercial building. She was like, no. Like something like based in reality. Cause I was like, we can do like a soccer stadium. I was like, she was like, it's Troy. She was like, do Avengers headquarters. He gonna be enthusiastic about that. So yeah, we just gonna slice it and just make a regular ass house type building and put the motherfucking A on that joint and slice it.
That would sound about right.
Yeah, so he gonna lose his mind, yeah. He gonna try slicing and make his friends jealous. Man, they be having share days. He always take one of his little toys and be acting like it's the best shit and no other kid could possibly have it, yeah. He took a Batman one time and was mad another kid had a Batman. I was like, I was just looking at him. I was like, it's Batman. Like, ugh. Your whole class got Batman. I was like, I told you not to take it.
Nope.
Yeah. He was like, I forgot the little kid. And he was like, so-and-so had the whatever name Batman, a better Batman. Nigga probably had, probably had some glow-in-the-dark shit on it or something. I don't know. But yeah, Troy was mad. You know? He's like, I ain't got that Batman. I was like, but you have Batman. You have a Batman. You got like 15 Woodies, 15 Buzzes, 30 Batman, a bunch of Spider-Man. I'm like, shorty, like, don't start that you don't have this glow-in-the-dark Batman or whatever. So, yeah, man, that's the type of shit I deal with. Yeah. What's been up with you, though?
Ain't shit, man. Just getting my feng shui back right in my crib, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, enjoyable trip with them here, man. But, you know, just want your shit back the way you want it. You know? Like, just rearranging little shit, still finding shit out of place or whatever, man. You know, first world problems, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. I kind of get it. Because, yeah. Because when my niece was staying with us for pretty much 2 months, starting in, like, late January. Like, yeah. She was blowing me. She's 11. It was shit all over. It was shit all over this house, man.
Yeah.
Just all over, and it was a particular way she needed to have stuff. Just in the bathroom, like she still left some shit in the fridge. I'm finding, like, yeah,
man. my sister, like, they went to New York. They got here like Tuesday on Tuesday, and on Friday, that Friday. They drove to New York and went to hang out with some of their friends from, like, you know, back in the day, whatever. So my eldest sister, young, she be pressed for some motherfucking Puerto Rican food, young. So she got some motherfucking Puerto Rican sofritos, young. She was talking about that shit for like the whole night when they came back on Monday night, young. She left that shit right in my motherfucking Christmas drawer, young. So, you know, I don't like wasting shit, so I started looking up a whole bunch of recipes for Puerto Rican sofritos. Nigga, I put that shit in a motherfucking ice cube tray, and I was like, I figured out later, young, but I'm not wasting it though. So
right,
that shit gonna be sitting there until I figure out some shit to put it in, whatever, man. But yeah, just that shit, and it was something else. They got something else out of what? Oh yeah, my other sister's like, they came last summer, but she remembers like maybe 5-6 years ago. She left some flip flops here. She's like, oh, you still got them flip flops I left here? I'm like, Bridget, I threw everything away. Everything. She said, but why would you throw away good enough flip flops? I'm like, I don't know if them shits belong to you, to mommy, to some girl. I don't know. You know, like, man, they fucking flip flops for women. Like, why would I keep those for 7-8 years, you know?
Exactly.
She just didn't understand why I would throw away some good flip flops. I'm like, ugh, people's feet was in it. It's not my feet. I'm like, no, they got to go.
Hey, yeah, Tone. If you ever get married, you know, it's different when, cause I just think that's a women thing. Yeah. Tone, I be scared to throw stuff away, yeah, cause I don't want the conversation, and I be seeing it around the house for years, mm-hmm. in the same fucking spot, doing nothing. I'd be like, I'd be like, I guess I can't touch it, you know, like get in trouble. Gotta have a long ass talk about respecting people's shit. Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, in all fairness, it makes sense because nobody better not throw my shit away. That's my decision, not yours.
Oh, yeah, because I acted stupid about my trading cards one time. I mean, I'm a major fit. I was like, do you know what the fuck these are?
Like, that doc, yeah.
I was like, shorty, like, these going to the kids when I ain't here no more. Shit. This is my fucking Steph Curry autos in there. Like, what the fuck is you doing?
Oh, man.
I was like, shit, in motherfucking 20, 30 years, I was like, Troy gonna be happy I saved these motherfuckers. Because Tone, sometimes, like, when I got serious about trading cards, it was like out of the zone to get like some Michael Jordan rookies.
Yeah.
Bruh. And I had a few pass through my hands when I was a kid. Wasn't thinking about them. But now, them motherfuckers go for like 50 a pop. Mm. Or just shit Tone, like a brand new Nintendo. Like, we ain't even think to save stuff like that, bruh.
Same. I was on, it's this fucking, like, I started watching these retro, channels of video games and shit. At one point when I was trying to figure out which, retro machine I wanted to, get a couple of years ago. And, it's this, like, company called, like, DKODs, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, you know, buying and selling people's old shit, y'all. You know? Nigga, they had that motherfucking Rob the Video robot, y'all. You know? I just threw that shit away in 2010 when I moved from Northeast, y'all. You know? I was like, dog, I could have got a few hundred, maybe even more, because it was still in great shape, y'all. You know? And I think I had it inside the original box. The Nintendo was gone, but I still had that motherfucking, that bot in that motherfucking, that taser, y'all. You know? And I was like, yeah. That bot was the motherfucking golden ticket, you know? And I was like, I just threw it away because I wasn't bringing that old shit that I had no use for with me, you know? So,
right.
Some motherfucking dump that down Southeast was like, hold on, don't throw that shit away. Get that shit to me. And yeah. Sitting in their motherfucking attic right now, you know? They ain't set up by now. So, yeah. A Nintendo, yeah. I still got my original iPhone, though.
Yeah, I don't have the original. I lost that shit on Duke's campus when we were sent filming the Lynn Bias joint. You know, I lost it. Yeah,
damn.
But you got your joint fresh in the box.
Nah, I don't have it in the box, but I have it. It's pretty fresh. It's like sitting right next to me. I have it on the stand right here, and I have the original box.
Okay,
I think I have two boxes because I dropped that drink because I have a case and shit, man. And it bent in the power button and shit. Because, you know, I had that cheap-ass aluminum on the original joint. And I took it to the Apple store to get it fixed. They were like, nah, it's done, so we can give you a new one. But, you know, yeah, give us this one. Had I been thinking, I would be like, dog, like, let me just keep this one. I can't get any money for it. But they took that joint, and then I had to buy a brand new one or whatever. So I recycled it and shit, so. But yeah. Other than that, man, just chilling, man. I need to get back on these motherfucking shows, young. Like, everybody asked me what the fuck I watched, young. I ain't seen shit, yeah. I just caught up on X-Men, like, last Saturday, so I haven't watched today's episode.
Okay.
I finished Invincible.
I gotta catch that, too.
I was just talking to Mar about that shit, young. He got high and did deep dive in that joint, so he was like, man, they could do, like, 10 more seasons of this shit. Because, like, you know, it's like a rack of source material for that shit or whatever. So, nigga, everybody's talking about this goddamn show, man. I haven't watched a single episode, young. So, I need to hop into that. And, that motherfucking three-part body, what's it called? Three-body...
Yeah, it's something about. See, I'm about to sound ignorant now. Yeah, something about science, you know.
Something
about some scientists did something. You know, I started it. Yeah. I couldn't get, you know, into it. So I said, I'll try again soon. You know.
Yeah. So I watched like half the first episode, you know. Like, nigga, it just could not keep my attention. You know, hold my attention and shit. So I was like, nope, this ain't for me. So then, this dude at work, young, he be lay pewing everything, young. But I stayed on him to give Dune a second chance and shit. And then he was like, yeah, I was completely wrong about this. I was like, see, man, so was I, young. So, like this week he came, he was like, Tone, you've got to watch Three Part Body. I was like, I tried, Sean. Like, no, just like you did. Like, now it's my turn. You got to watch it. I was like, fine, you know, like, just give me a week or so, you know, like, I'll get into it at some point this weekend, you know, I'll give it another shot, but.
Yeah, I gotta catch Curb, the finale, I have to catch up on Invincible, I'm an episode behind in Shogun, and I'm two behind in X-Men, because I watched that with Troy, and he's finicky as fuck, so I don't know what he wants to watch from. And I'm not watching Power Rangers. Like, his default is, like, I want to watch Power Rangers. Mm-hmm. And there's so many offshoots of Power Rangers. It's fucking, I don't know, man. Cosmos Power Rangers, Dragon Power Rangers, nigga. My head be spinning. I'm like, yeah, bro, like, I'll put it on. I don't want to watch it with you. He's like, come on. I'd be like, nope. Man, if you want to watch X-Men 97, you call me back. But I'm not into this. He'd be like, oh, well, his thing, he'd be like, okay, fine. And then then he'd just sit in his room and watch whatever the fuck he gonna watch. But yeah, bro, like, I gotta catch up on X-Men, but I'm trying to save it until he ready, but I might have to duck him and just watch them. Because people be smiling. People be on Twitter having too much of a good time, you know, and I don't like that.
Yeah. I've definitely ducked some group conversations today talking about that shit, you know? Like, nope, hadn't seen it yet, dog. Like, I just don't like consuming shit that I really want to see on a Wednesday, you know? Like, I be saving that shit for, like, my Thursday, Friday when I be clear of work, you know? And I don't got nothing else to worry about, dog.
Right.
So, yeah, just need to catch up on those, I haven't seen the latest episode of Rick and Michonne, but I'm enjoying this season, though. It's not been letting me down, yeah.
Oh yeah, it's high fire, yeah. I love what they did with it, yeah. I don't know if they're going to bring it back. I don't know if they're going to do a movie, but I was satisfied with the ending.
Okay.
I was, dog. It was only so much they could do. Cause it's only 6 episodes.
Okay. Oh shit! I guess I only have like one. Is it two? I might only have one left then.
Yeah. But yeah, I was more than satisfied with it. You know? I was like, yeah, I respect that ending. Joint solid, you know.
Well, just all they had to do in the beginning, you know. Like, they lost like 8 million viewers on a Sunday night, you know. It's crazy.
For real?
Dog. They did a motherfucker, a deep dive, like, retrospective of that shit, man. They lost a rack of people when they killed off Glenn. Then after Carl died, niggas was like, oh no, fuck y'all. And then yeah. All these from offshoot joint chunk. Like, man, niggas was not fucking with them, dog. Like, they watched Fear for a little while, but then, you know, they fucking like killed off Nick and shit, you know? And I was like, man, these are the fucking, like, Strand was like the only interesting character that was left. Like, I don't give a fuck about Alicia, you know?
Yeah, Alicia was boring as shit, you know.
Yeah, like, her mother was more interesting than her, you know?
Yeah. And I like that actress from that show we was into. What was that shit called? The Space. No, young, them Space Kids, you know?
What's that, man?
I forgot. Was it the 300 or the 100? Nigga, I don't know, you know.
I think it was the 100.
Yeah, you know, was that. She was. She had that big battle scene in that joint, you know. That joint was like that, you know.
Oh yeah, she did. Sure did, you know.
Yeah, I watched that joint during COVID because you were the one kept telling me, you know. You were like, "This joint good."
Yeah.
I gotta figure out that name because Space Kids is fucked up.
Hey, you call them Space Kids, and it was actually back on Earth, man.
Yeah, they kicked them kids out the ship, you know, and that's all I know. I said, this is horrible. It's like starting off, I'm like, this is like real cruel, you know.
They sent them down there as guinea pigs. You're like, well, let us know if y'all can breathe. Let us know if the water good.
Right. Any animals that could kill us.
Everything good down there? Then they try to come down and take over, you know. I'm like, this is why everybody hate their fucking parents, you know.
I guess.
They sent their motherfucking kids up the river, yeah, and then they came and tried to boss them around, yeah. They were like, nope, we was doing fine just without y'all. Yeah. That joint just got too weird for me. Yeah. They started breaking off in them little motherfucking like tribes and shit, yeah. And I was like, eh.
I didn't finish it. It became too much. It was like they kind of lost their way.
Yeah. Because I did the same thing with Riverdale, too, you know.
Oh, I never got into that. That was all right?
That motherfucking Sex Archie, you know?
Hold on. Sex Archie? What?
Like, it's basically a motherfucking, like, teenage, soap opera version of Archie, yeah. So I call it Sex Archie, yeah.
Sex Archie. That's stupid.
Yeah, that show was on for 5-6 years, man. People like, yeah, Riverdale, good, man. It's like a soap opera, but it's for like teenagers and shit. And I was like, why these fucking characters all look so weird? Like, it's based on the Archie comics. I'm like, oh, it's like Sex Archie then, right?
That's pretty good.
Nah. First episode, Archie was fucking, and I was like, yep, Sex Archie. You know?
But yeah, I'm aware of it. Like, I just looked it up. Like, I've seen that, but I never watched it. I might have to check it out now, you know? I always wonder what age I need to get to stop watching teenage shit. I don't think it's gonna happen, yo.
Man, it should be good, yo.
That's all that matter. That's all that matter, yo.
I get the frown and judge, yo. And I'm like, you know what? That's all right, yo.
Basically. Yeah, my wife tried to judge me and one of her best friends. This chick named Melanie. Me and Melanie used to be smiling like shit talking about Gossip Girl, yo. Yeah. Tone. Big. Tone.
I don't know why that shit tickled me.
Hey, yeah, it's so stupid, yeah.
Oh, man.
Me and Melanie used to be fucking up some frittatas and smiling, yeah. Lee would be at brunch mad as shit, like, y'all too old. We were like, nope, nope. Mind your business.
Oh, man. Yeah, I think that's why I'm not like a super big Ryan Reynolds fan and shit, man. But I do check out like shit that he got going on. Because I used to watch that whack ass, what's it called? What's the teenage show? Teen show. Because I'm going to fuck the number up. It's a number, young.
It's
15. It's 15, yeah. I was gonna get it right. Yeah, it's called 15. It's come on like I guess like the CW affiliate in DC at the time and shit. So I guess that was like channel 20 or was that UPN? Yeah, UPN.
This one, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, it was a motherfucking teen soap opera drama, but it had like a weird ass twist to it and shit, young. Yeah, he was on that joint acting like he was in love every 5 minutes, young, acting stupid.
Huh.
Yep. Fucking 8 years later, this nigga pop up as leading man, you know.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds grinded for his, you know. Cause he was in some he was in some trash.
Yeah. I also watch also subscribes to this like on his YouTube channel called Dave's Archives, and all this dude does is like collect old tapes of like commercials and in specials and shit from like the 70s and the 80s and shit, man. Man, Ryan Reynolds be popping up on all these motherfucking whack ass cereal commercials and shit. I'm like, yeah, dog. Like, he did the groundwork, you know.
Right.
Him, motherfucking Alfonso Ribeiro, you know. Like, dog, them niggas was grinding like shit, you know.
Yeah.
So. Alright, that's old nigga segment.
Right.
What's on the sports docket, man? Let's what's the biggest news of the weekend, man?
Hey, man. Well, college basketball kind of ruled the weekend. Congrats to Dawn Staley in South Carolina. Congrats to UConn. And congrats to Kyle on the new job, man. Like, me and CA, if you want to hear us go more in depth about that, or hear him like go more in depth, because I was just sitting there partying. But yeah, man, we just kind of got into it, like what it means for Kentucky and what it means for our podcast, because they're gonna be sorry. And I don't think Kentucky administrators thought about, like, I've had this conversation on here before. Just about how when you have a coach that looms that large over your program and becomes like the face of it and it becomes synonymous with him, it's going to take a while to make people look at you in any other way. It's why it took Georgetown so long to move away from Big John's coaching tree. It took a long time. Like, he retired in, like, what was it, 97? Like, it took a while, dog. Like, they were still trying to honor Big John and keep him attached for 20-plus years, yeah. And so, I was talking about when the rumors first started, I was just telling people, like, Duke will never have a coach that's not from the Coach K coaching tree. Because when he was retiring, they were talking about that Brad Stevens shit. I said, it's going to be the person who's next to him on the bench, no matter who it is, whether it's motherfucking Johnny or Jeff or who it ended up being, or John. Whoever was right next to him, like the associate head coach, that's the title, they going to be the coach. It's just going to be a transition. And if John ever gets fired, it's going to be Quinn or Bobby or Jeff or Tommy. It's going to be somebody else. Duke admin actually wanted Tommy. But that's what it's always going to be. And so with UK, Kyle became the face of the program. And I don't think you UK's administrators understand this. Kids go there for Kyle, not because you Kentucky. He been there so long, Tone. People forgot who Kentucky was before Kyle. Kentucky wasn't like this, dog. They became this because of Kyle. Like, I respect Kentucky's legacy. Like, they had a lot of titles. Like, you know, a lot of them was black and white. A lot of them was segregation era. Like, it is what it is. But they had those titles. But, look, man, Indiana got a bunch of old-ass titles. Kids ain't clamoring to go to Indiana. Kids ain't clamoring to go to UCLA. It's not like that. You're going to get your fair share of good kids, but not like Kyle was doing. Kyle was getting a boatload of motherfucking NBA talent every year. And he going to do the same?
I mean, he's responsible for ushering in the one-and-done era.
Right. And people keep saying, like, the one-and-done era is over. Like, no, it's not. No, it's not. Like, we're going to see. As long as the top talent needs to go to college to go to the NBA, there is going to be one-and-dones. It's just, it's going to keep happening. And if you can get them all, like, the best ones at the top in the same class, yeah, you cooking with fish grease, huh? And he going to do that at Arkansas. Watch. The thing is, now you just need to mix in some veteran presence with the portal dudes. But you can't recruit a hand of a bunch of motherfucking portal dudes, because it ain't that many good ones in the portal. It just ain't. It's a lot of dudes transferring, but none of them that'll fucking crack your lineup or our lineup. Like, not the top programs. So he going to be fine. UK is not for at least 3 years. And I don't care which coach they get. Whatever coach they get, let's say they get Scott Drew and he brings VJ Edgecombe with him to UK. Okay, that's something. But who else coming? Cuz everybody leaving Kentucky. Like, the news keep coming down the timeline. This kid leaving, this kid. They've had four top recruits leave already. Mm-hmm. And not no rinky dink niggas, like five star dudes, bro. Dudes who are already in NBA mock drafts.
Are they all going to Arkansas?
That's my prediction. Yeah, they just working out. I was telling me and CA was talking about it last night. Like, you know, he got a $5 million NIL budget. That's plenty of money to fit in, like, kids for 1 and 2 years. Like, just take, for instance, North Carolina paid Armando Bacot more than $500,000 these past 2 years. So he's got $5 million for 13 scholarship players. That's plenty of money. That's plenty of money, dog. He going to be paying the shit out of people. And as my man Donnell said to my boy Dave back in the day, it's all legal. Kyle about to be paying people, dog, and it's going to be all legal.
Man, yeah. I heard what's name was online in pockets too, young Jerry Jones, dog. Like, he ain't got nothing better to do with his money, huh? Like, he don't wanna pay no motherfucking quarterbacks and shit unless he has to, whatever. So, yeah.
Tone.
Go back on that campus and be for the Scrooge McDuck, you know, throwing money around.
It's Jerry. It's the Walton family at Walmart. It's Tyson's Chicken.
Oh, nah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They about to be acting stupid.
They got oil and chicken money.
Hey, yeah. It was just a big mistake, y'all. I couldn't believe, because when we heard the rumor, me and CA was laughing, y'all. Anybody who listens to the motherfucking We're Better Than You, we was partying on the idea of them running Kyle out of Lexington. We was like, they not that stupid. Someone has to be aware. Like, they have to have some kind of perspective. And, yeah, it happened. And they cooked. They cooked, you know. Motherfuckers talking about Brad Stevens. I'm like, why would Brad Stevens leave Boston to come there to beg kids again? He don't want to beg no kids. Yeah. But, yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, that was the big, you know, it kind of overshadowed UConn's championship, which was a huge achievement, man. Like, UConn, yeah, man, they got six in the last, since 1999 when they won their first one, yeah. And through it all, I still don't hate them, yeah. And Dan Hurley is trying so hard, Tone, to make people hate them. And I just don't. I was just like, man, yeah, man, y'all work for it. Y'all deserve it.
Hey, that's the way I feel about Bill Self. You know, he be kicking us in the ass. But yeah, I just don't like that dude, you know?
Yeah. Other Duke fans be trying to tell me, like, they gonna get six and pass us. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I like, we still us, though. Like, it's fine. We just need to win another one soon. Like, why are you worried about them? I was like, I could see if we was playing them in the final, dog. But I have no control over this. Like, I don't care. And I'm not going to root against them. But, yeah, Russ was mad. You know, Russell Hainline. He was piping hot. You know, and them UConn fans was in his mentions. You know, I just closed the app. I said, that's too bad. You know?
Yeah. Stay out of it, man.
Cause yeah.
What can you say to them right now, you know?
They are partying. They are partying, and I just be laughing, yeah. Like, why would I be mad that they, like, motherfucker, what's his name on First Take, the quarterback dude? He always be on there defending motherfucking sorry-ass Wentz, Olofsky. Carson Wentz. Huh? Orlovsky, yeah. So he went to UConn. He keep tweeting. He was like, He say, Cooper Flagg's making a mistake. JJ, tell your boy, come to a real program, blah, blah, blah. And JJ Redick just laughing it off. I know he mad as shit. He keep tweeting at JJ Redick and Jay Williams. He like, tell your boy, come to a real program, blah, blah, blah. I like, he lucky he ain't tweeting at me. So I can say nobody don't want to be Donyell Marshall, you know? Nobody want to be Donnie Marshall, Donyell Marshall, Rudy Gay, none of them. They only had two good players, Ray and Rip. I don't want to hear nothing about the rest of them niggas, you know. That's why I don't hate UConn. Like, they just don't have, like, the full, like, resume. First of all, they missed the tournament every other fucking year. They just be downright sorry. And then they reload and come back with a motherfucking just well-coached machine. And they win it. And I got to respect that, you know. And there's nothing to be mad about with that. It's not like every year dominance with them, you know. It's not. And that's what Hurley's trying to sell people. And I'm like, but no, when you actually look at the season-to-season results, they're like, yeah, y'all missed the tournament 11 of these 25 years. So they won the title six times in 25 years, and they missed the whole fucking thing 11 times. That's almost half the time, yeah. What's to be jealous of, dog? But respecting him, man. He just making it hard to appreciate the achievement because he trying so hard to be hated. And I'm like, yeah, bro, like, you just... He talking shit to players. He hitting his own guys and shit. Like, he was acting stupid during that championship game, dog. He came out on the court. Tone, he came out on the court and cursed out Zach Edey. I said, man, if K did that shit, bro, I said, that's why you never going to be Duke right there, yeah. Because you can get away with that kind of shit. No one hates you. But he want to be hated. He want the attention, dog. He begging programs to talk about, to cover his team more. And they've covered Dawn Staley in South Carolina on the morning shows way more than UConn. No one gives a fuck about UConn, dog. You know the women's tournament did crazy ratings, and the men's tournament dropped for the fucking 10th consecutive year or some shit.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to ask you. You know? I think I forgot what it was. What's the last men's joint that did numbers?
I don't know, but
it was. I think it was the last time Kentucky was in it. I want to say, because I was surprised that the Carolina Duke game a couple years ago didn't do didn't set a record and shit, man. But I guess it was because it was a Saturday and it was the Final Four. It wasn't a championship game, whatever, man. So it didn't do the numbers I thought it did, man. But yeah, that women's joint, the first Iowa game did 18.2. I think that second one did 18.7. Some shit like that. So yeah, they definitely outperformed the men's and shit. So
yeah, it's not even close, man. It's not even close. But yeah, dog, I'm not gonna be faking and shit and act like I was always into women's ball and shit. But you know, you always keep an eye on it. But Tone, I'm not gonna lie. Tone, I'm really getting into it, you know.
For real?
Yeah. Cause it's just certain players that are starting to catch my eye because they move. Man, I feel like I'm about to offend people, But I gotta be honest. I like my women's players to move like niggas, mm-hmm. To have that biomechanics, that aesthetic where they look sweet, I don't want them to be out there running and shooting like girls. I'm sorry if that's offensive, but Malaysia for South Carolina, I think her name Malaysia Fullaway for Wiley or something like that. Tone. I just know she number 12 for South Carolina. Tone, she looked like a nigga, Tone, I was like, God damn, she looks sweet, Tone, she was hitting these little dribble combos and shit, I was like, I will be watching this next year, And Caitlin Clark, even though, she looked like a girl running or whatever, she be shooting them bombs, And she be passing like a motherfucker, Tone.
Yeah. And she tough, too, I'm like, that's what I like about her, dog. I think I was, saying this shit, I don't know if I said to Kenny last week, but what's name trying to bait me in the past 3 weeks, Sean? My homeboy Kyrie, he is so his agenda against her just started out of nowhere, He was all in, for that fucking LSU game, So he just been on it, When he I'm got glad you know
I'm glad I never cared.
When he got, was kicked in the motherfucking face by his shit, And he was like, man, but she the great white hype, so you can't be believing this shit. I'm like, dog, I don't give a fuck what the media say, dog. If she was black and Angel was white and she did that shit last year, dog, niggas would have been on her. So I'm like, I respect her just for the fact that the white media gave her every excuse to complain last year, and she was like, nah, she balled and they won. And I was like, I gotta respect that,
Right.
And I said, I will also respect it if she come back this year and if they beat them, she talk her shit, and she didn't even do that, And I was like, what can you hate about that other than she just white,
Yeah. I was over the shit where, what did she do? She did the face wipe shit. Dog, that shit old, dog. I said, if that's all she ever did, y'all need to get the fuck over it. It's over. Angel got her back. She did it. And, the person who was in the middle of it, who started all of it, first of all, she did the face wipe shit to Haley Van Lith when they beat Louisville last year. That's why she did it. Her and Haley genuinely do not like each other. So she did the face wipe to her. And Angel and Haley cool, so that Angel did it back for, like, her friend. And then her ass going bandwagon to try to go to LSU and get her one and fuck the whole chemistry up. Man, I told niggas, I said, young Flauge want to steal her in the face, you know. That's another youngin' I like, you know.
Yeah.
She be moving, her feet be moving fast, you know. She got them good feet, you know.
Yeah, I noticed in the group chat, Marcus keep on saying she the best one on the team, you know.
She is, by far.
Yeah. See, not having watched the shit, you know, like, I just be thinking that Angel, the one to watch, you know.
Nah, Angel is a big, she a workhorse. That's the other thing, you know. They act like Angel don't be working hard, you know. Like, Angel is a workhorse down there, you know. But yeah, it was entertaining, man. I really enjoyed that weekend, man, of women's hoop. And Juju Tone, she a beast too, you know.
Now, I did watch some highlights of her and shit, because my sister was sizing her and shit. She was like, I wish Simi, my niece, would be more into basketball, because they really got, you know, a lot of hype around the girls. Like, man, you know, come to the season, everybody was talking about Bronny, whatever, man. But the women's basketball on that campus is what was been really, like, you know, been a thing popping and shit. But my niece has no fucking interest in sports whatsoever and shit. So I guess my sister be into it more than she do. And she's like, yeah, and that freshman girl, she good. So found out about her from her and shit, man. So I just been watching little highlights or whatever. So when they got eliminated, I watched a little highlight package and shit. Like, okay, man, she gonna be on. First of all, she's gonna be rich next year. And then, you know, next 3 years, man, look, man, all records made to be broken. I'm not sure, not saying she gonna be the one and shit, man, but dog, the freshman year she had, man, like, it ain't impossible, you know? Ain't right. Impossible.
Yeah, I don't know if they have to stay all four or they can leave after three, but she could break it for sure.
Well, I think from what I've heard, it's just more profitable for them right now to stay.
Oh, yeah, easily. And their collective bargaining agreement, I think, doesn't expire until like 2028.
Yeah, so the getting is good now. It's the golden age right now for them to get their money. So yeah. She'll be here for 4 years. Man.
Yeah, they locked into making like $250,000 max. You know? So, yeah. You definitely want to stay, because you can get 500 to a million easy.
It's crazy, man.
Yep. I'm honestly surprised Angel leaving, you know, because she eligible for another year. Mm-hmm. I was shocked, you know. I was like, shit, you could cake up, but I think she already got endorsement deals lined up, and I think she graduated as well. So she just tired of school, you know, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm a grown up now, like, I don't want to be here no more.
Respect it. Good for them, good for all them motherfuckers. Like, man, y'all need to send them O'Bannon brothers a motherfucking edible arrangement, you know. They've been fighting this fight for a long time, man.
Yeah. Somebody had to do it. Nobody sent Kurt Flood shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And niggas caking in all sports. Mm-hmm. Kurt, I don't know what Kurt ever got, you know, other than credit.
Yeah. Well, as my man Gilbert Godfrey used to say, a box of Newports and some Puma sweat, you know.
Exactly. That video was good, you know.
All right, so NBA. How many weeks left? Two?
Yeah. Tone, I have no idea who gonna win this shit. I just know it ain't gonna be Boston. And I'm just counting my days until Jason out of there, you know. They not gonna win, you know. They just gave Drew Holiday 4 years, $130 million, I think. So he 33 years old and shit. I'm just like, okay.
I mean, they should make it out the East though, right?
Tone. I don't know, Tone. I'm just trying to figure out how it's going to go wrong.
Because I seen Embiid came back, whatever, but they not even playing him back-to-backs right now. Like, it was a precautionary measure, which is smart, whatever, man. But, like, you got to get that rep in, Young, like, so you can hit the ground running in the playoffs, Young.
Right.
So I'm not sure how that's going to work out for them. And Young, like, is it any chance, Young, that if they flame out as bad as they're looking right now, Doc get canned, Young, or are they too deep into it?
I think they owe him too much money. That'll be two coaches, like, you got to pay. Like, that's too much, Young.
Because they bad, Young.
Yeah. Yeah, they pretty bad. And now Giannis is hurt, and yeah, it's going to be tough.
What's his injury?
He got a calf strain. He had the shit. People thought he blew his Achilles, but it's a calf strain right now. It's the same shit KD had. Now, he can rush back if he want.
I mean, ain't they like locked into the number two or three or whatever? So it's like no point for them to rush back, right?
Oh, they can lose to the number two seed. I meant the number seven seed. Number seven seed right now is Philly. They get their ass kicked.
No. I'm talking about, like, he can just wait until the playoffs start, or is it like a long-term injury that's going to affect the playoffs as well?
People don't really know right now. People don't really know, but I'm just saying it's the same injury KD had, and KD's lingered for weeks, and he finally came back in the playoffs, and the doctors told him the risk. Now, his shit might not be as severe as KD's. It might not be, Tone. But I just know KD started as a calf strain. And the way Giannis went down, it seemed like it was pretty severe. So we will see, dog.
Well, I don't know what's up with the Lakers. They were playing well a couple weeks ago. And, yeah, man, they just been the same way they've been all season. Up and down, up and down. I think they lost to Golden State last night, man. I cannot believe this motherfucking Gabe Vincent got that money, and he's been hurt, man. That nigga's the new motherfucking Kendrick Nunn, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, I saw Kendrick Nunn name pop up on the timeline. He was doing something somewhere overseas, you know? I said, I think it was a Laker account who tweeted about him. They was mad as shit.
Dog, he... He got that. I think he got a ring from us too, you know. Like, didn't do nothing.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, dog. Like, injuries, man. Like, I mean, he's not on none of my motherfucking team, so I don't care. But it's hard to get mad at a motherfucker who got injured, dog. That's, you know, supposed to be helping you. I generally don't get too upset about it. I'd be mad that somebody got hurt, but shit, I know they would rather not be injured. But yeah, he ain't played pretty much at all, you know.
Dog, like, and the way he balled last year and shit, Young, it's like, okay, he might not be that good, Young, but he's somebody who can definitely contribute. And the thing I liked about him and shit, Young, the nigga tried hard, Young. I'm like, dog, if you got a little bit of talent and you try hard, Young, you surrounded with, like, you know, two motherfucking all-stars and shit, man, you should be able to find your way, you know? But damn, you gotta be on the fucking court to figure it out, though, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So it is what it is, you know? Try not to be bothered by that shit, you know? So that is what it is. Oh, yeah, one more thing about the college final and shit with Purdue and UConn. My man Steve at work brought to me. He's like, man, this is the first time it's like really been a marquee big man matchup since motherfucking Pat in the King, you know? That's crazy.
For real? It's been that long?
Yes, Sean.
A marquee big man matchup?
Yes. Like, not starring, but these are the two motherfuckers that everybody's looking at as the matchup, you know? Pat and Akeem.
I'm amazed both of them dudes done played themselves into the lottery. Because, you know, for the last, like, you know, 7-8 years, big plot motherfuckers like that is like, yeah, what can you do for us? Mm-hmm. And neither one of them shoot threes. But, yeah, I mean, I guess people look at, you know, motherfucking just Valanciunas. Like, I'm watching, like, Daniel Gafford right now. Like, but they're relatively mobile, you know? Like, Zach Edey is a fucking ice wagon, dog. I'm like, is he going to get, like, Boban-type minutes? Is all of this just a deal with, you know, Wimby? Like, what is with, like, people being pressed for, like, dudes that are over, like, 7'2 now? Because I see a lot of them in the mock drafts for, like, the next 2-3 years. A lot of Africans, Tone.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. Well, just like we had the motherfucking the age of the Teen Wolf when everybody's wanting a motherfucking point guard can run around real fast and get to the cup and shit, man. I was like, you know what? It's going to be a renaissance, dog. Just like, you know, like me and KBR was talking about, like, you know, the running back. It's going to take one or two running backs to be the focal point of a championship team, you know, knowing damn well that the league is a copycat league, and people think that once some, like, the tide turns one way, everybody has to do that shit. So it started with Jokic. Now, the fool's goal there is these motherfuckers don't have Jokic's skill set. But right. You still have to have someone to have the size to defend him when he does come down to the block. So then you have Embiid last year who wins the MVP and shit, and Philly successful or whatever. So now you got two motherfuckers who, you know, if you want to ultimately win a championship, you at least have to have the body out there for them. And now you got Wimby and shit. So this might be the turn, you know. Like, it's never going to go back to being a back-to-the-basket, you know, league again. But, I mean, just that shit when they fucking, like, just, like, didn't make it mandatory to have a damn center on the All-Star team anymore and shit, man. It's like they were moving away from this shit because they thought it was just going to be an up and down game with a big man is a fucking dinosaur, young. But we're seeing that's not the case.
Yeah.
You know, and just like watching the little bit I watched at Carolina this shit, man, you know, I thought for us to make a real run, like, Baycott was gonna have to have a great tournament and shit, because I don't like depending on jump shooters, dog, in a long ass tournament. Kinda worked out for us 2 years ago when we had two of them, young, but just all that shit on RJ, young. And even when you got two or three, whatever, man, when you have a ball dominant guard who has the ball in his hand most of the time and shit, man, it's hard for those other guys to get into a rhythm and shit, man. So what do you do when you have problems like that? You go through droughts, man. So you need size to stabilize your offense, get rebounds, and just, like, reset your shit, man. And when you don't, you just shooting jumpers all the time, man. Hey, man, that shit can go south real quick. One bad game, you know. One bad shooting night is all it takes, you know.
I know.
RJ had two bad shooting nights this year, dog. And one of them was in the tournament.
Yeah. It sucks having one shooter, you know, because McCain was smoking hot, but he was the only nigga who was hot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our team wasn't smart enough to give him the ball. Like, he would have needed to drop 40. He only dropped 30. It wasn't enough. Like... Mm-hmm. If we'd have had to, if Tyrese Proctor could have hit a goddamn shot, but he was just off, and there was no, like, additional, like, scoring to help McCain. So yeah, I can definitely empathize, dog. That's why I was mad we ain't have a motherfucking, like, Duke fans always call it our queen piece, you know, where we have that versatile forward who can dribble, shoot, and pass, defend, all of that shit, like Dunleavy, Hill, Battier, like, we just had Singler. We had that type of motherfucker. We ain't had that. Mark Mitchell was some shit, you know. I mean, pure ass. He was supposed to be that. He never developed, you know. So, yeah, when he transferred yesterday, all the Duke fans, I ain't say nothing. They were like, get the fuck on. Bye, nigga, bye. I was like, that's not classy, y'all.
Yeah, interesting. It's gonna be an interesting drive to see what these big men go, you know.
Mm-hmm. Definitely is, man.
And even more interesting to see what they do once they get there. But yeah, fuckers know they got to fucking do with Wimby for the next 15 years, you know. Him, Chet, like, man. Gotta have a body pill on these motherfuckers.
About to destroy shit.
Put these Smurfs on these dudes, you know. Hey, I'll be looking at about the stat lines and shit, you know.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, dog. I just be looking at the stat lines, you know. I be like, dog, this is some me trying to put up a damn quadruple double on NBA Showdown, you know. She look crazy, you know.
Hey, Tone. Yeah, he had, I think he had 22, 11, like 3 assists and like 4 blocks, you know?
Yeah.
It's disgusting, you know? Motherfucking Grizzlies came down on the, you saw it? Like the 3-on-1 break and they were scared and nobody know what to do? Hey, Tone, I got to send you this clip, you know. Tone.
Was glitching, yeah.
Tone, they didn't know what to do, you know. I was just smiling, you know.
Hey, he covered all 3 of them niggas in the lane, you know.
Tone, it was so fucking stupid.
Oh, man. Yeah,
the motherfucking.
Go ahead.
The guard was on him, like just staring him down, and he was just scared, you know. You could tell they ain't know what to do. And then they kicked it out to a 3-point shooter, and Wimby took a big giant ass step and was right in that dude's face, you know. I said, "Oh my lord, you know. Look at this shit, you know. I just sent it to you, you know. It's stupid, you know. He just big as shit, you know."
He said, "No, you do it."
Hey, yeah, them niggas was scared, yeah.
Hey, yeah, hold up, yeah, let me see it one more time. Hey, yeah, he came behind that basket like the Grim Reaper, yeah.
Hey, Tone, didn't it look scary, yeah? He took that big ass step, yeah.
They should have played that Jaws theme. He was low too, like so I'm gonna miss your big ass. Fuck out of here.
Hey, that nigga got a near 10-foot reach. It is insane,
Yeah, it's crazy.
Sometimes when he dunk, man, I be laughing like shit, Because I just don't be expecting it, man.
It'd be like a motherfucking kid on a Nerf in the back on the back of that damn that door, you know. That shit just be looking like, okay. Like, you know what? It's like them old whack ass basketball games, kinda like double dribble where a nigga don't just dunk, it'd be like a dunk animation shit, and it's like they throwing the ball down, you know.
Right.
That's what the fuck that shit be looking like. Cause he don't really gotta like jump much and you know, it just don't look fluid, young. It's because he's so fucking big.
Yeah, it looked fluid enough. That you know, the some of the shit he do, man. A Tone, he did a sham guard the other night into a spin move.
Oh no! Nah,
and Tone, I acted so stupid, young. Like, I ain't kicked my feet or nothing. I just kind of just sat here shaking my head, young. And I was just like, man, please let one of my guys be on his team. Tone, I just want to help him, you know.
You just want to help
him. Tone, I just want to say one of our guys helped, you know. Hold on, I'm sending you this joint now. His big ass did a sham guard, you know. I said, you motherfucker, you playing around out here. Yeah, yeah. It's just dumb, yeah. It's just dumb, the shit he doing. Tony, he just turned, I think he just turned 20.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah.
It looks sweet, yeah.
And he had the nerve to lay it up, too, yeah.
He could have easily dunked that. He's just trying to let people know. It looked good, yeah.
Yeah, that joint looks sweet
as shit, yeah. His big ass hand cuffing that ball back, you know.
Hey.
Yeah. And you think I'm being a Bama for praying Pop see some value in Trey Jones, you know? Pop, just keep my dog on the team. He don't even need to start no more, dog. Just keep him on the team, dog. That's all I want, so I can smile and act like I care about them titles y'all about to win, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they get a late lottery pick so Flipper McCain can go there, y'all. I hope they fall, y'all.
They've been winning games lately, though, right?
I guess. I mean, I honestly don't pay attention to their final score, yeah.
Yeah, because I just noticed it because I've been, seeing, like, you know, just been like, the fucking ticker and shit. They've had, like, a couple wins, like, late in the season because them and the damn Wizards and shit. So, like, you know, early on in the season, like, they were one of the four, like, those were two, like, the four teams that were, like, having historic, like, bad seasons and shit, whatever, man. But they both been, like, just regularly bad, like, the last two or three months or whatever. So, I don't know if they were so bad that it's not going to make a difference or this is going to actually, like, hurt their damn draft status and shit, man. So, who knows? Man, you think there's any chance Pop be a Bama and then they take a big man too, yeah?
Yeah, because I don't think he wants Wimby playing center, yeah?
He about to have D-Rob and motherfucking Timmy again, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, why are we on this, yeah? Like, I've been seeing a lot on Twitter, like, it was mostly early in the season because people was acting like Pop should be able to win with Wimby. And I'm like, no, he shouldn't. You seen the rest of that team? Like, them niggas sorry. Like, Wimby can't, if he could goaltend, sure, like, they could win. But he can't do nothing. Like, he can't do nothing illegal to stop this shit. So, like, yeah, it is what it is. They gonna get their ass kicked. But niggas acting like Pop can't coach, you know? Like, he don't have five titles. And I'm like, y'all acting crazy now, you know? Y'all coming out the mouth sideways because you know when he reload, the league done. If you thought niggas was joining forces before, it's going to be pathetic.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they going to need to. This one time where I'm going to be like, if I hear any niggas saying, like, so-and-so a bitch for joining so-and-so, I'm like, nigga, you out your motherfucking mind. They got to join forces. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
And don't let him. Yeah. Don't let him get a B sidekick or two. Mm-hmm. Man, it's a wrap, you know? And I don't think I'm overstating, like, it's a wrap. It's going to be some modern-day Bill Russell shit.
Yep.
Yeah, he would definitely have to get injured to stop what's about to happen, you know.
That's been a thing, like, watching him from afar, but, like, not now seeing this shit, and, you know, I just see fucking highlights. I don't watch the games and shit, man, but I be seeing them goddamn stat lines. I'm like, oh, yeah. Everything they say he was, it's almost like fucking LeBron, you know, like, nah, dog.
Yep.
This is the goods, you know? And
yep.
Niggas about to be in trouble, young. But then this is the goods in a fucking over a 7-foot package, young. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like niggas never like LeBron. Niggas never seen no shit like that. A nigga the size of Karl Malone able to do the shit he can do. Like you never seen a nigga the size of fucking like George Mirasan do this shit, young. It's crazy.
Yeah. And he moves like a small forward, you know.
Yeah. That's. Kind of got me fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, I already knew, like, you know, he was pretty, like, nimble and shit, but that Shamgar fucked me up, you know. I said, I ain't know he could do that. Yeah. I ain't know, you know. It made it look easy, you know. It looked natural.
Yeah.
It looked like it's supposed to look, you know. Hey, it don't look forced. He don't look awkward doing it. It just looked natural. Like, real easy. If Brandon Miller did that shit, I'd have been like, yeah, like, shorty, nice. But seeing him do it, I was just like, he don't need that. Why he got it?
Yeah. How long till niggas say you cheating if you use them on 2K, yeah?
Well, I don't play 2K, but if they slice it and give him, like, a good ass dribble package. That's gonna be hilarious, you know.
What you mean? If they fuck around and tell the truth, you know?
Well, you know, I'm already thinking, like, I ain't played 2K in a few years now, but he probably deserve like a 85 in dribbling, you know. Like low to mid 80s, you know. That's where I would put it right now. Now if he keeps showing shit, they gonna act stupid and give him his big ass a 90 something for handle, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's not gonna be fair, you know. So yeah, it's wild, you know. He is something else. As Stephen A says in a smarmy way, he is something special. That nigga always be talking about motherfuckers' wives, you know. I'd be like, nobody checked your ass yet? She is something special.
Word, yeah?
You ain't never heard him talk about Savannah like that? Yes. He always say somebody something. Yes. And then Mark Jackson be doing it too. Those two idiots always talking about people's wives, you know.
And Mark of the cloth, you know. What's up with that?
Dog, always talk about something special. Yeah, when that shit happened with Udoka, he said, man, he got Nia Long at all, and she is something special. Like, okay, we know that. Yeah.
I think I heard that. Like, I know he be doing that shit with stars, because he used to always drool over that motherfucking Kerry Washington, you know. I'm like, okay, this Stevens.
Yeah, also married.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he got a type, man.
Hey, man. If Stephen A. out here, like, creeping on married celebrity, hey, yeah. Come on, yeah.
Married Mackin, yeah.
That'd be crazy, yeah. You know that Mad Dog was putting the press on him and Molly today, and they had to say, like, they weren't seeing each other. It was awkward as shit, you know?
What?
Yeah. He started pointing like they was in grade school. He was like, huh? You know there's rumors about you two.
That's your Mad Dog.
He's an idiot, you know. He hit that, huh? Pointed them two fingers, you know.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, he's a pretty welcome addition, you know. He's so fucking stupid, you know.
Oh man, yeah. He's a mix between just your regular annoying 80s, like, sports, like Talking Head, and that fake-ass Skip that be on used to be on Twitter, you know? Like, he right in between that. Like, every time I see him, you know, I just laugh, you know? So yeah. I'm like, dog, did they do this on purpose to make him, like, not like Skip, but like the dude that acts like Skip, you know? Because he got that dumbass white boy humor, you know? I'm like, dog, if he just start hopping in that chair, you know, I swear to God, you know, that's all he got to do, dog, to make Skip mad as shit. Skip probably already mad about that anyway, but, yeah, that shit always been blatant to me, you know?
Well, Skip swears he doesn't, look at his replies or mentions. So who knows? He could have never seen dude if you know, if that's what he does. Like, he said he just tweets stuff and he never looks at the mentions or the replies. So
Skip is way too vain to have done that. Like, I'm not saying he looks at every fucking thread, young, but come on, dog. When I used to, like, pay attention to that shit, dog, like, on Sundays, he would tweet through a whole fucking
Cowboys Laker game. Oh, I thought you say Lakers. He do it for Lakers, too.
Lakers. Oh, yeah, of course with that. But he would tweet through a whole Cowboys game. No, a whole Patriots game early, then a 4 o'clock Cowboys game. I'm like, it's no way this motherfucker doesn't look at any replies, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you too old to be acting like this, dog. Come on, man. What is that?
Yeah, he had some motherfucking new kind of rapper on the show today. I was like, who the fuck is this, Sean? Nigga was on like a Zoom call. Yeah, his audio was all fucked up. I was like, what is going on, you know? Yeah, them niggas lunching on that show now, you know. Skip scrambling. He fucked up messing with Shannon, yeah. Shannon becoming a motherfucking brand, yeah. He becoming iconic now, yeah. It's crazy. When a motherfucker become better than their, like, actual career, like, what they known for, like, yeah, that's an achievement, dog.
Yeah, I can imagine them fucking numbers are crazy, because I don't even, like, you know, I don't even hear niggas at the job even talk about that show, dog. Like, at all.
They done, yo. They done. Once his contract is up, Fox not renewing that shit.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see if Stephen A. throw him a lifeline, yo. Because he said he not closing the door on possibly reuniting with Skip.
Shannon would have to fucking leave first, I think, yo.
Well, Shannon not a permanent. He not a permanent guest host, you know?
Yeah, I know, but just even having, like, you know, being, like, associated with both of them at the same time, you know, like, you know, not that they would even cross paths and shit, man, but I think that would be somewhat of a bad look for Stephen A. while Shannon is still there.
Yeah, I think you're right. Sides. Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, because this ain't Shannon's last stop, young. Shannon got more to do, young. So, you know, Stephen A. got him right. Now, you can say what you want about Stephen A., but he got Shannon right, young. And Shannon didn't, like, just sit on his laurels and shit. He's like, okay, I'm going to do this one day a week and I'm good. Like, nah, he took that and launched his other shit off, whatever, man. I'm sure he's going to have some other shit going on, like, Shannon might have a motherfucking talk show, you know, like a real talk show, dog.
Yeah, true. I mean, they both, I mean, yeah. I mean, he got a talk show. I know what you mean, like a real one. Yeah. And he making good loot. Like, he fucked me up when he said he made more from that cat interview than he did, like, his highest paid year in the NFL. The most he got in the NFL, he said he got like $6 million. For one season. He was like, yeah, Cat paid me more than that, you know.
Crazy.
So, yeah, and, like, most of his videos, you know, if you going by you know, what he made off a cat, you know, you divide it up and say, like, he made, like, a fifth of what he made from cat. Like, that's still good money, you know. For one video, and he constantly doing them shits. I think he do like an interview a week. Yeah, you know, he doing well, you know. He doing well. So he might make motherfucking 250 G's from one video. Might make a million, 1.5. Like, he doing pretty good, you know. So I'm curious to see if a talk show, like a real talk show, could pay him. Like, it might be worth it because he don't have to, you know, put in the same amount of grind.
Yeah.
And plus he, you know, he would have a bigger staff, probably have some perks and shit, you know, get invited to some award shows with the networks and all of that shit.
Yeah. Fully mainstream. Yeah.
Yeah. Depends on how far he wants to take it. You know, there is like, some shit that the machine can do for you that like the independent route, you know, you can't do. But, you know, sometimes people better just stay independent. But that machine play on your vanity, dog. You want to be able to sit, you know, next to motherfucking Rihanna at an award show or some shit.
Yeah.
Rub elbows. So, yeah, man. But he good, man. He good. He got like four shows, Tone, on YouTube. He do that shit with Chad and he got his main joint, and he do some shit with Gilbert, too.
That shit should be real good, yeah.
Yeah, they doing well, yeah.
Happy for him when he ain't crashing out, man. He's got to be a bit more self-aware. I think he's learning, though, that, like, you know, this shit put him into a different stratosphere. He's got to, like, start moving more accordingly and not want to fight everybody and shit because this is what comes with territory, man. You got more eyes on you. Which means more ears, so the shit you said when 150 niggas listening is gonna hit a lot different than when 6 million motherfuckers listen to that shit, so.
Yeah, for sure. He gotta stop making dumbass videos. That joint with that tight ass suit and that purse, you know, when he walked into that liquor store, that was crazy.
See, man, he gotta be more self aware, dog. Like, he could have got away with that shit last year, Sam. It'd have been a few motherfuckers laughing at that shit for a couple hours. It might have trended for, you know, the afternoon, and it went away, man. That shit, like, everybody was talking about that shit, man. Women in my job, like, this nigga got a purse like me. I'm like, oh, God, yeah. Shannon.
Right.
So, whatever. Hopefully that was his midlife crisis right there. Got over
it. Pretty much.
All right. What else? No fucking NFL draft is in a couple weeks. With KB ain't here to talk about any baseball because our team's sorry, man.
Tone, I ain't even. Only thing I've been paying attention to is to see how my man Juan is doing with the Yankees, you know. That's all I care about, you know. He ain't really cooking yet, but, you know, he's adequate. Because I just think, yeah, that short-ass motherfucking line, yeah. I just think he tailor-made to be a Yankee, yeah. He gonna cook in that park, you know, and I can't wait, you know.
Yeah, we won't see, you know. Only thing, Super Mets fan Black Steve said is we might file some shit the Orioles did, you know. We might sell Pete Alonso to just, like, start a full rebuild, you know, and in 2-3 years just, like, come back anew, you know. I'm like, I got time, yeah, because right. This team, like, you know, we right back to being an old mess, dog. These niggas just can't get any runs. Like, opening night, I think we were, like, tied 0-0 in the 10th round. I was like, I'm not going through this all year, dog. Nah.
Right.
I can't deal with this. So, it is what it is. last thing sports/sports entertainment involved in. The Rock came in for about a month and a half, young, and completely turned wrestling upside down, and now he left, young. So we'll see his ass back summer. Saying the nigga was beasting, young. Like, he was cutting like 30-minute videos on his IG, dog. He was cursing and shit, young.
I saw him all on the timeline, yo.
The week of WrestleMania, dog, he beat Cody Rhodes' ass, made him bleed, young, and wiped his blood on his motherfucking this weight belt, young, and gave it to Cody's mother, young. That shit was hilarious, dog.
Hey, young, go ahead.
He kept on calling her Mama Rhodes, young. Mama Rhodes, you see this, Mama Rhodes? Mama Rhodes, this your son's blood, Mama Rhodes. Dog, he been acting so ignorant, and he got these motherfucking TaylorMade Versace vests he be wearing, young. He's such an asshole, dog.
See? Yeah, man. Sometimes you gotta go back to, like, your roots, yo.
But see, the thing about it is, like, today's wrestling fan, they call them smarks. So, a mark is like a wrestling fan that knows it all. Is a wrestling fan, right? And then a smart is a smart mark. Like, he knows all the inside shit or whatever. He knows contracts and all this, you know, the intricacies of the wrestling business or whatever. So, he came back and he wanted to headline WrestleMania against his cousin, Roman Reigns or whatever, right? So, that was the plan. So, Cody won the Royal Rumble, so he had his choice of choosing which champion he wanted to fight or whatever. So everybody wanted to see him fight Roman, but he chose the other champion, whatever, Seth Rollins. So them fans got so mad that they had to turn their plans completely upside down, because Rock was going to be the good guy fighting his evil cousin and shit, man. They had to team both them niggas up to fight Cody because the fans was just not having it, you know? Like, that's the shit that's been brought in by, like, the internet age or whatever, man. Fans now know that they have a voice and shit. It's like, if you don't do what the fuck we want, you know, we not gonna consume your product and we not gonna buy these tickets and y'all gonna fucking learn to respect us and shit. Whereas back in the day, it's like, man, you gonna fucking, you know, eat off the plate that we set for you and shit, man. So when they had to turn, you know, their plans around and make Rock a heel again and shit, man, it's the best thing that could have happened, you know? Because that's what he is anyway. Like, you know, just like that shit you talking about, like, he be playing politics and Hollywood shit. That's who he's always been, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he comes from that shit, dog. Like, that's what his family has been doing. Like, man, like, he just got his mother inducted to the Hall of Fame, so Cornette was going off about that. He's like, man, she did not belong in no damn Hall of Fame.
I was about to say, you know, like, I don't know too much about her, you know?
Yeah, so she took over, like, the Hawaii wrestling territory promotions and shit, like, when I think, like, her husband or somebody who ran and shit died or whatever, so she basically was just, like, running the machine that was already, like built and shit, man. So, but she the Rock fucking mother, and he wanted her to go in the fucking Hall of Fame, and he's on the fucking board. So, she
right.
She's in the fucking Hall of Fame and shit, young. But them wrestling purists, young, they be like, man, she don't belong there, dog.
That's pretty good. Wrestling fans care more about their Hall of Fame than basketball fans, you
know? And it crazy, young? Yeah.
Every year, so, go ahead.
I said, yeah, because the two joints that everybody always get mad about is Bob Uecker. He went in there because Andre palmed his head in that motherfucking that classic ass WrestleMania like promo and shit, and he hosted WrestleMania one year. So Bob Uecker been in the Hall of Fame, and motherfucker Vince McMahon, car driver, is in the Hall of Fame, dog. They be having fits over that shit, dog. I'd be like, man, again, he ran the company, so he can put anybody the fuck he want in that joint, you know? So, yeah, I think Trump in there too, you know? Like, yes, yeah, If you run the company, dog, you can do what the fuck you want to do. But that don't make the fans not have their voice, though. So all that shit is funny to me. Yeah, man. That fucking final main event of WrestleMania, that shit was a fanboy's fucking wet dream, young. So this crazy ass shit they did, like you know, Cody fought Roman Reigns, whatever, right? So the night before they lost a tag team match, so it was like the motherfucking Samoans, they called themselves like the Bloodline and shit. So it was Bloodline Rules, which is basically anything goes and shit. So thing is, they're kind of like the fucking Four Horsemen now. Anytime they champions in trouble, like Ric Flair back in the day, like they always come and like be jumping niggas and fucking them up and shit. So it was Bloodline Rules. So you know, Cody was about to beat Roman and shit. So then his cousin came out and shit, whatever. So after his cousin came out, I forgot the fucking like order and shit, but basically his cousin came out, John Cena came out, The Rock came out to beat up John Cena, and then the motherfucking Undertaker came out and took out The Rock and shit, and then Cody beat Roman and shit. So them motherfucking fans in Philly was going absolutely crazy, you know? Cause you know, John Cena, who got a big ass ball spot now, you know? He's so washed, you know?
Somebody tweeted about his ball spot, you know.
He kept on trying to mat that hair back, young. I was like, nah, John. Like, just if you don't keep it, young, get the motherfucking plug, young. Like, cause that shit is. He looking like Macho Man back there with that ball spot, young. But Macho Man had like a long ponytail, so unless he had a match where that joint got unkempt and shit, young, like he could at least get away with it, young. Like, John can't get away with it, dog. It's bad, young.
Right. Yeah, they was talking about his motherfucking hair, cause they named him LeBron and a bunch of other niggas talking about how these dudes be having all this money and got walk around with a big ass bald spot, you know? KD, yeah. Like yeah, like they was like they must not really care that much, cause they, you know, it's niggas who got the money to fix it who fixed it, like Dion.
Yeah.
So they must not care, you know?
Dion. Safari fix it? Shit, Floyd. This nigga, he got a beard. Beard from it, you know?
Floyd beard is so crazy, you know?
Ain't it though, young?
It's bigger than him, you know?
Hey, young, but you can see through it. Hey, young, you know what that shit look like?
It started out where you could see through it. He done something. I think his barber be filling it in now. So it's full now. If you see him, like, yeah, he got a little mini Rick Ross now, yeah.
Word?
Yeah, it's full now, yeah. I'm like, yeah, Floyd, like, fill your shit in, dog.
Because for a while, young, like, it was a bit, but you could see through. I'm like, that shit looked like one of them little camouflage
It looked fake.
It looked like one of the little camouflage hangouts on the original Metal Gear, young. You know what I'm talking about, young?
Yes, I do.
He got that Metal Gear beard, young. Hey, young. Them little soldiers used to be hiding in that camouflage, hey, young.
Go ahead.
You like, I think I see a soldier right there, young.
Oh, man, I hate when one of y'all niggas say something. My ribs be getting cooked, you know? Oh, man. Oh, my God. Fucking Metal Gear. I ain't thought about that shit in so long, but I know exactly what you talking about, you know?
You be thinking you about to get that ration, you know? That nigga come out and start attacking you, you
know? Good shit, you know?
He lived and he learned. He learned how to fill it in. Good for him, man. Alright. But yeah. Good WrestleMania, man. And Philly, that crowd was definitely live, man. Even though they were cold as shit, young. Like, it was last Saturday, and they had it out in Lincoln Financial, dog. Like, it was about 45 degrees last Saturday, young. But that's the fucking risk you run when you having that shit outside on the East Coast, young. Like, it's, like, winter be running late as shit now, dog. Like, spring ain't spring until the middle of April now, young. Like, if you lucky, might be May.
Right.
Yeah, so that's that. Shit, other than that, man, because we can talk about X-Men next week when you watch it. I think the finale is the one that's released today, maybe. So I haven't seen that either.
Oh, today was the finale? I thought it was just the latest episode.
I think I thought it was today.
Might people weren't people weren't talking about it like it was the finale.
Okay, maybe I might just be mixing up because Invincible's finale was last week, and I thought X-Men wasn't too far off. Okay.
Yeah, Invincible fucked me up because they broke that season apart, man. So
yeah.
I haven't been knowing like when is the latest episode, and I've just been throwing all off. You know?
Yeah,
I forgot shit that happened, so I need to catch up.
Yeah, that's why I just wait till the fucking weekend. And I watch both of them together, usually. But yeah, Invincible season was real good. Like, that shit is not for fucking kids. I know that, you know. Like, I know it's a cartoon.
No, I don't watch that. Yeah, I don't watch that shit with my kids.
You can get away with X-Men and shit, man. But that Invincible, I do not advise you watching that with your kids, you know? Particularly this season. Like, eh. Yeah, that's about it, man. Like, I haven't been on watching anything this past week, man. I'm going to try to jump back and get my feet wet again this weekend. But I'm pretty blank, you know? What you got? What you been watching?
I mean, I talked about everything earlier. So I've been watching Shogun, X-Men, Invincible. I'm just like an episode behind and everything. Curb, like, I think I'm going to catch Curb, the finale, like, right after we hop off.
Okay.
Because, yeah, they said, like, it's a nod to the Seinfeld ending. Like, I hope it's funny. I didn't really get a sense of whether it was or not. But people seem to like it, like it was good enough, but it wasn't like some big viral moment. Like, I didn't see it actually on the timeline. People were just talking about it. So,
hey, did you hate the fucking Seinfeld finale? I didn't.
No, I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. No, not at all. Hell no. I mean, I can understand. Like, it was just, I just looked at it like, that is definitely some shit like they would do, like the showrunners, like, cause they didn't give a fuck. It was all just some like asshole shit.
Yeah. Like, I liked all the callbacks and shit, you know? Like, it was cool to me, you know?
Yeah, I ain't had no problem with that drink, but yeah, people was mad.
The motherfucking Sopranos and shit, man.
See, that's funny you say that, because I didn't even hate the fucking Sopranos ending.
It is like, was so like open ended and shit. Like, at least I know these motherfuckers went to jail, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, what's crazy about the Sopranos is the motherfucker, what's his name? David Chase. He had to tell people, yes, yeah, they got killed. Yeah. Like, yeah. I didn't know. He was like, I didn't know it was ever any question. He like, yeah, whole family got wiped out. Like, I'm sorry, like, I gotta tell y'all. He like, but that's what happened.
I mean, I get that, but I think that's kind of a troll too, you know, like, it's no way he didn't know when niggas was talking about that shit for years. And it took him like almost a decade to really say that shit. You know? Like, I think he kind of languished and just enjoyed having motherfuckers just not have a definitive answer and shit, yo. And then came out and said, oh, y'all didn't know that? I'm like, yeah, right. Motherfucker, yeah, we didn't, and we know, you know we didn't. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I had no problem with either of those endings, dog.
Well, on the scale of finales, you know, neither one of those are top five most disappointing and shit, so. Because it's been a lot, man. How many shows we've been talking about that ended on a shit show, you know? Like, not even the last episode, like the last season, you know? Between motherfucking Weeds, Orange is the New Black. I didn't even finish Billions, you know? I was like, nope.
Hey, dog. Weeds went off the rail before the last season.
Tone,
that show was so goddamn good. I got so mad, y'all. I saw some shit. They was crawling through some tunnels or some shit in Mexico, man.
Yeah.
And Tone, I got so fucking mad. I was like, what are y'all doing, y'all? And the son became a killer and shit. And I'm like,
he became a degenerate killer.
I said, this is a sight, y'all. Y'all don't even care no more. Y'all back there snorting coke, doing all kind of shit. Because ain't no way a normal mind thinks of this. They just threw all the characters in the trash. They lost all fucking direction of the show, like why she was doing it in the first place.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you know, I'm like, this is just a sight, you know? I thought when they brought Conrad back, I thought like, oh, like they gonna get this shit back on track.
Right, the ship, yeah.
No. That shit was just like a guest appearance pretty much. Because even he looked, at least they had enough sense to do justice to Conrad's character, because he looked at her like, girl, you don't know what the fuck you doing. Like, you tripping. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that joint disappoint. I thought you was going to say Game of Thrones, because I made myself clear. Like, I liked the last season of Game of Thrones. Loved it. But that finale was just crazy. That was unacceptable. Unacceptable, you know.
Nah, it was bad.
Yeah.
You hear they scrapped the Jon Snow show?
I was just about to bring that up. Like, yeah, man, my thing with that, you know, they trying to do all these spinoffs. Yeah, bro, if you can't create a story without George holding your hand, maybe you're not that good at writing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Or like that,
right? That was my problem with people giving them credit when everything was going well. I was like, "You just fucking writing, like you just pulling from what he already has established." Like, and when it came time for the payoffs, y'all couldn't land the plane, and now you trying to do some shit he ain't even right about. Like, as far as I know, Jon Snow's character was just within the story of what's it called? Ice and Fire?
Yeah.
Like, that's his shit. He wasn't off on his, I mean, I guess within that story, like those books are long enough. Like, there's some little side quests he did, like they're trying to create from. Like, that, I think that was the impetus for even having the idea to begin with. But having not read the books, and being able to infer from what they're saying, like those side quests didn't justify a whole goddamn series.
Yeah.
And definitely not seasons of a series. So yeah, they just scrapped it because the material wasn't there and they couldn't think of anything out of thin air.
Yep. They tried to latch onto shit because the fucking character caught fire. That's not a good idea to make a whole fucking show behind this shit, man. Like, not for what it's going to cost.
Exactly. And you don't want to undercut the brand by making some shit real. I mean, legitimately whack.
Yeah.
So they did the right thing. If you ain't got a story, just leave it the fuck alone. Yeah.
And they said, you know, for right now. So we'll see how the rest of these joints go. This next season of the latest one, I think that's due next year, right?
Yeah.
So that first season was solid. So yeah, let's go from there, young. But yeah, don't dilute the brand, young. Like y'all got something special. Like okay, fine, motherfuckers didn't like that finale, but that show is still top tier, young. Like, but once upon a time, so was The Walking Dead, young.
Right. Yeah, everybody had a little fall off, man. Whatever.
Yeah, like, I think their problem is their fall off is much more costlier than any other fall off. Because, man, them motherfucking big bow scenes, them shits be costing millions and millions of dollars, John. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Them shits better pay off.
Yeah, bro, that shit costs. That's a lot of fucking money. Those are movie budgets per episode, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. I just want people to leave George the fuck alone. He gonna write the rest of the shit when he write the rest of the shit.
Right.
Like, it's been years. You might as well stop complaining about that shit, you know? The shows are in production, man. It's off. It's not on him no more. You got the material. Make something of it.
That's why, like, that motherfucker, Villeneuve, young. He was like, man, he only wanted to do two Dunes, but like now, he left himself some room to do three. But he's like, three, and I'm out, young. Cause
yeah.
Because Frank Herbert, man, he might have been on acid when he wrote the rest of the motherfucking book, Sean. Like, I don't think that shit would translate well to the big screen, you know? It's too fucking weird. It's a whole bunch of, like incest. Like, it's just crazy weird shit, you know, that, yeah, they might want to stop before they out. We're out there welcoming and shit, man.
Right.
You know, he could possibly, you know, turn that shit around, but it would have to, like, break from the damn story. And, like, characters have to look completely different and shit. And, like, one of them, like, the main character, I think, in, like, book either 4 or something like that, looked like a motherfucking Jabba the Hutt. And, like, you can't go around a whole motherfucking movie with a damn, the central figure look like, something nobody want to see, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, young. Three and out, young. Like, as much as we want another one, man, what's the name? Christopher Nolan got it right with the Batman shit, dog. He went 3 and out, young.
Yeah. Yeah. Denise is definitely spreading these joint out to the max, young. Because the joint 84 fit the whole goddamn thing in there. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, they just did a complete story. So it's possible, like, it's because you know what? Like, knowing how big the book is, I was, like, looking back, wondering why they focus so much on, like, the mom's character. Like, they gave her a ton of scenes that could have been cut, and the story would have been fine, but it was good that they fleshed it out so much, you know? I was really into, like, what she felt was her part in this. Mm-hmm. Like helping him realize that he was the one. Because she could have just said that shit one time, and that would have been a rap tone. Like, we would have known, like, oh, this is what she thinks, and, like, you know, she wants him to become this. But, like, dog, she was really on it.
Yeah. But that's, like, you know, that story building moving forward, though, because she's so instrumental with the daughter. What's the name? Aaliyah, I think.
Right.
Or his name, whatever. Like, yeah. Aaliyah is way more important than, you know, I think a lot of people are anticipating anyway. And, like, you know, in many ways, she's more important than Paul, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she was born as a fucking know-it-all, you know? Like, she got all that knowledge and shit, and then, you know, when she learns how to play the game, man, she's a motherfucker, you know?
Yeah, I can't wait because I fucks with Anna Taylor-Joy anyway, you know.
Oh, man. Go back and watch the OG joint with that little girl, young. She is fucking hilarious, Sean.
All right.
Fucking hilarious, young. She be QB being everybody, and she's like, nope, that's not right. I know better than you. They be like, little bitch. She's like, nope, I can hear you.
Tonesy, I don't think I'm going to be able to watch that 1984 joint. That trailer
it's so
just
getting terrible, man. It's so Tone, terrible, man.
That trailer had me cracking up. I said I will never, ever watch it. After these two movies I just watched, I said I'm not going back to that.
I know, young. I know, young. I know, young. It's definitely motherfucking like watching motherfucking Spider-Verse and going back to Heckling Jekyll, young.
That electric company, you know?
It looks so, it's so wack, young. Like, man, them damn facial expressions Sting was making, young. Like, dog, he looked like a bad, like, 80s wrestling gimmick. And it's so good and terrible, young. I'm like, he's supposed to be him, young. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I was smiling, young. Yeah, that and it was something else they got. Man, Margot Robbie got a motherfucking Monopoly movie coming out, Sam.
I saw that too.
I say, young. I said she about to be the jizzer of these motherfucking remake joints.
Hey, go ahead, John.
She gonna be making all these joints, these childhood memory movies, young. She be like, nope. Let that shit really hit, man. Should do another one.
Yeah. I mean, if this her lane, this her name, her lane. Because you remember me talking about them three quick bombs she had before Barbie, and people, people was wondering aloud, like, oh, what we gonna do with her, you know?
Yeah.
Because she was starting to be just a side piece and shit. Like, well, she wasn't necessarily a side piece in that shit she did with Will Smith, but she was just like the pretty thing in a movie. Like, and that's all she was becoming. And so she did that shit with John David Washington and I think it was Christian Bale, that bomb. Then she did the shit with Brad Pitt and that bomb. And there was one more, there was a third one. I don't remember it, but she had them three straight bombs and then Barbie hit and she probably looking at that shit like, look, if this my lane, so be it. Cause I'm not going back to these bombs, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That Monopoly hit, then she gonna be like, yeah.
Coming to shoot some ladders, you know?
Coming to films in 2030, y'all, Hot Wheels.
Hey, nah, Tone. She be driving them cars, you know. Nah, Tone. I know what she could do, you know. If this Monopoly hit, we got to get Russ on the phone for them hippos.
Yeah.
Russ about to be, it's my time, you know.
Yeah, Tone.
Hey, it's my time.
Hey, I think I reviewed that terrible ass movie what's our favorite movie studio, young? Making them terrible joints, young.
I'm not gonna tank it. I was about to say something stupid. I was about to say Dimensions, young, but that's an actual like little distribution company. Dimension Film. They did like fucking Freddy and all that shit.
Yeah. Whichever joint that was, young, like it did a fake ass one of them damn disaster movies and all the animals in the zoo got out, man. They had the CGI purple hippo, young. I said, oh my god, this is terrible, young. I said, oh my god, how'd this make it out the green screen, young?
That trauma, young. That's what it was. Trauma Entertainment.
it just kept on coming towards the main characters. Like, dog, like, I know it's no hippo right there, young. Like, what are y'all doing, young? And he was like, nope. Looking like Paulie G, young. That's that rhino, young. It was stampede, young. I was like, oh my God, this is terrible, young.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna try to catch up on this shit this weekend, but I'll be back. Alright, what's the outrage for the week?
Man, fuck all that. I was just about to say, like, I wasn't on last week. We gotta talk about this fizzled out rap beef, you know.
Sam. I will say it like this, y'all. I have been so uninterested in this shit since Kendrick joint, young. Like, I didn't want to be the old mad ass rap fan, young. But that shit was light too, young. So yeah. I said, okay, that was a love tap, young. I was like, man, cause like I said, our response to this joint, young, like, is pretty simple, young. Like, cause niggas was geeking off that Prince Outlive Mike Jack joint, young. I was like, well, I'm not a rapper, young, but it's pretty easy to deflect that shit and be like, yeah, they both died drug addicts, young. So what's your point, young?
Yeah.
So we can go there. I did like that. Fuck that big three. It's just big me. That's cool. But like, them love taps. So then Cole came back on his joint, and niggas like, yeah, Cole came back and he said, and I was like, he said, your arms too short to box, young. I said, young.
That was terrible.
First of all, young, we gotta retire some of these lines that niggas been saying for three decades, young. Like, he might as well say, man, I got you going round and round like a Leah, young. Like, some of this shit just need to be retired, young. It ain't good, young. It been used to death. But I'm like, cool, young. He wanted to love tap him back because he ain't trying to, like, release a full distance so he see what he got, young. Then he apologized, young. And I was like, oh, well. And that was about it for me because my perspective on this is Kendrick dropped that Control verse in 2013, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. That's over a decade time ago, young.
That's when the fuck I was ready for this beef, young. Like, him, Drake, him, Cole, Kendrick, Drake, Cole, whoever, young, like, do this shit now, young. It's fucking 11 years later, young. I'm over it, young. I mean, it's kind of like niggas waiting for Detox, dog. Like, at a certain point, young, I stopped caring. And meanwhile, Dre did drop an album, young, and everybody acts like it didn't happen, young. That Compton album came out, it came and went, and niggas quietly stopped asking for Detox, young, because this wasn't what they expected, young. So at some point, like, in the past 5 years, though, like, I'm good on this shit, young. Like, these niggas about to be 40, young.
Yeah. Nah, that's what I was about to say.
If they ain't do it back then, then I'm like, I'm not waiting for it, you know? So yeah. It didn't happen and shit. And I'm like, oh, well. So, like, you know, that's a bad look for Cole and shit, man. But, you know, so be it for him, you know? And he just did drop a pretty good album, too, you know? But, yeah, like, that shit didn't work out for him and shit, man. And, but this whole, like, his career over and, It's putting the biggest thing. Like, man, I just realized that I just didn't realize it, but I'm starting to just accept the fact that today's rap fans and I just never going to see eye to eye. Because for the past decade, I've been trying to, like, get it straight that, you know, it's bad when a nigga don't write his lyrics, acknowledges that shit, and it's still cool, or a nigga is not the author of their own style. They copy somebody else, and that's cool. Like, I grew up in the 80s, and the worst two things in rap was You didn't write your shit and you abide it, young. If that's acceptable now, but a nigga who don't have his heart into a beef and don't want to go through with it, that's the shit that ends his career? No, we not seeing this. We not working with the same principles with our evaluations, young. So I'm good, young.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I feel the same way. I wasn't like real mad at Cole's apology. I was disappointed because I was looking forward to like a response. Apparently Drake got an actual response coming.
And you know what? When it's all said and done, that's all niggas wanted to see anyway, is Drake and motherfucking Kendrick.
Yeah.
So, and you know what? For the record, young, like, it's a bad look for Cole, but this is what the fuck it should be anyway, because I said, you know what? Drake about to come out this shit shining, because these niggas about the lyrical miracle themselves to death at each other and shit. He about to come in there with a big ass biscuit and sop up the leftovers, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Drake might come in partying like Jay did, you know. And that might work, you know.
It worked against Meek, you know.
Yeah, he might come in and actually make a hit song. Like some shit that's just catchy. And like the disses might not be like motherfucking nuclear level, but just something to make people laugh at some shit. And that's repeatable.
And it's easy, man.
Yeah, and easy to remember. Like, because that's what he's good at. And plus, people say it from the very get-go, like, that ain't too much on Kendrick, you know? Because
nope.
he lays so low. Because what Cole did, people called him out on it immediately, you know? Like, nigga, you try to make fun of the nigga catalog? That was a mistake off top, you know? I said, oh, my God, you know? I said, I know he ain't trying to pull the motherfucker, and he actually said the line, John. And then Tone, he said some shit. I think he said 4 and 12 years I can divide. I was like, oh my God, John. And Tone, I went to look up this nigga's studio albums. Tone, he got 6. Kendrick got 5. Man, I slammed my lap. I literally closed my laptop and said, what is he doing? I said, so you got one more album in all these years and you trying to party, huh? What are you thinking? I was like, he didn't do a lot of research on this shit. He obviously didn't care, which, you know, it was later confirmed by him, like, when he took it all back. Like, I felt like he just put out some shit to satisfy his boys, like, bloodlust, yeah. Cause he said he had niggas like, you gotta say something, and he said something, and it ain't hit like that, you know? Everybody was disappointed in that shit. Some of his fans was trying to size it, you know? Nobody was buying it.
I listened to that shit once. I guess I was up, and that shit hit YouTube. I listened to that shit once, and I was like, yep, that ain't gonna be enough. Hopefully that's just a fucking love tap, you know. But I was like, this nigga didn't seem like he wanted to commit to it, you know. I'm like, nigga, step into that shit if you're gonna do it. But okay, maybe this is just him like, you know, first round of a championship fight, you know. Whatever, dog.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was part of the album, so then the next day when I saw he put a whole album on, I'm like, oh, he threw this shit together at the last minute, you know, like he didn't make a whole album in a week, you know. So
yeah,
this was some shit he had planned already, and he just like put this in at the end or whatever. But I'm like, you must have left that shit off, you know?
Well, that's what he admitted. He was like, it happened in the studio. His phone was blowing up in the studio.
Over.
Yeah.
Sam, I'm so disinterested in this shit. I haven't heard his motherfucking speech at that. was that at Drake's joint, the OVO Fest?
No, that was at his Dreamville.
Oh, Dreamville. See? See, I'm so, like, dog, I was like, I don't want to hear your excuses, young. You did it, young, so now you gotta live with it. Which, you know, I guess he is young. Like,
Tone, J. Cole is such a sincere and likable dude. This shit gonna blow over. People talking about how it's gonna impact his career. I said, nobody cares for real. Get the fuck out of here. No one cares for real. Y'all just slicing it. And Ack, that's why I fucks with Ack so much. He just has a way of just cutting through all the bullshit. He said, let's keep it a bean. That apology was so motherfucking weak and pussy. He's like, it make like that seem unnecessary and stupid now. He's like, I don't even want to hear that shit no more. I said, I agree, Ack. I said, like that don't even hit the same no more, you know?
Yeah, well.
Tone, I was listening to it on my walk, and I tried to get back in the mood. I said, yeah. I said, no, but no one cares. Yeah. It was so disappointing, because rap need a jolt, you know? It needs something.
Yeah, it does, you know? It does. Now, the thing that this prevents Cole from doing now is he can't be for nobody else now.
True, but like I said, I think he pretty sincere. He don't want to.
I know he doesn't want to, young, but now he can't.
True.
Like, a nigga can say anything they want about him, yeah.
True.
And if he even makes mention of it, he'd be like, oh, you'll answer him. You gonna apologize? Like, dog, like, that's why I can't trust none of these niggas. And at the end of the day, you know, I definitely can't trust no light-skinned niggas. You know? It's so damn emotional, you know? Dog, he need to motherfucker watch some damn The Wire, you know? Like, if it's a lie, we gonna stay on that lie, you know? Once you release it, you know, you gotta stand on it, you know?
Right.
But, you know, probably saved us, like, maybe, like, the Drake and Kendrick shit, I think, can really, like, you know, for niggas that you know, are looking forward to whatever, that might have some legs, you know? Because there's been some animosity between them for some time and shit, for that spot and shit, man. That Drake, I mean, that Kendrick and Cole back and forth is going to be so whack, you know? Because you can't say no gangster shit to each other. Y'all niggas been friends for 10, 12 years. Y'all niggas ran the motherfucking Chitlin' Circuit together and shit. Cole was going to sign Kendrick and shit, man. Them niggas got tracks together. It's like, man, what y'all going to talk about, you know? It's going to be a whole bunch of made-up, like, fabricated shit, man. Like, I don't want to hear that, you know? Like, go at it with a nigga that you don't like, you know? That you really got some shit that you've been holding in for a decade, you know? And I just don't feel like them niggas had that shit, you know? I think Kendrick just saw them two light-skinned niggas partying and shit. Like, let me throw a shot, you know?
Yeah, because listening to motherfucking First Person Shooter, I was like, that's not even, nigga, they not going at you. I think he just felt some kind of way because him and Cole are cool. I still think they cool. Because, dog, if you listen, he ain't even say too much about Cole. Like, he did nothing in that joint was directly at Cole except niggas clicking up. That's it. That's it. Because it's not even, it wasn't clear whether he was talking about Cole or Drake in some of those lines. So I default that all of that shit was about Drake. The only shit that could have been taken the wrong way by Cole is the niggas clicking up shit.
And that big three is just big me.
Yeah, true. That was a direct reply to Cole. That's true. But yeah, man, like, it wasn't about him. It really wasn't about him, man. Because when I first heard it, I thought the shit, he said it's time for him to prove that he's really a problem. I was like, oh, that's about Cole, because Cole has, you know, he's climbed his way to the top as far as, like, you know, the most lyrical nigga out there. Like, the hardest bars and shit, like, that's Cole.
Right.
So I think Kendrick kind of just not taking offense, just in the spirit of competition, like, yeah, let's go. But Drake, he genuinely don't like. And Cole's shit is like, I don't have to prove like I'm the best by going directly at you. I'm just going to continue to drop heat. And I think that's what he going to do.
Yeah. I listened to that song twice now. Once on YouTube and once on the album. That motherfucking pie joint on there, man. I've run that song back like at least 10 times, John. That's like my favorite song of the year so far, yeah. Just because I, like, you know, I just like Cole over soul samples and shit. And, I think what's name is a really, really talented rapper and shit, but he got the stigma of just being a battle rapper and shit. Daylight and shit, man. He got off on that joint. So, yeah, man. That's my favorite song, dog. I fucking that joint heavy.
Yeah, Joe was partying off Daylight and Ab on that joint, yeah.
He was like,
it's too much. Like, he was like, I like it, but these niggas too lyrical miracle. He was like, it's too much lyrics.
Man.
You know how Joe Sice shit.
Like, he got some nerve, man. Like, that's all them damn Slaughterhouse albums were, man. Was motherfucking lyrical miracle wagons, man. But nah, dog, like, they just effortlessly went back and forth. Because at first, like, when I saw the lineup and shit, man, I said, okay, Daylight on this joint. So, I started listening and shit. Like, I thought it was just Ab going through the whole verse. But then I heard the niggas say something about Quill, and that's Daylight's real name and shit. So, I'm like, hold up, that's Daylight. I'm like, these motherfuckers tagging in and out like motherfucking Ghost and Ray, young. Like, I couldn't even tell them apart at first, you know? I fuck with this joint, man. And the joint with Cam, that motherfucking I'm Ready 2024, young. So,
you know, yeah, people was on that, you know. Yeah,
one of my favorite heat maker beats, you know? So, yeah, you know, like the thing that sucks about this for Cole, young, like it's overshadowing him dropping a better album than the Fall Off was. To me, like, he just tried to fit too much shit in there, because that was supposed to be his motherfucking, like, late registration or whatever and shit, man. You know, he had, like, named that album before he even finished, like, his second album and shit, man. And, yeah, man, I think he just missed the mark. It was cool, but, like, especially coming off, like, that year of features he had, everybody thought that this was going to be, like, his motherfucking black album or some shit, man. But it was just okay, whatever, man. I think this album is better than that, you know, but it's being overshadowed because he either got emotional or listening to niggas in the studio and now everybody on this, you know? So maybe niggas will come back to this in a couple of years and shit, be like, you know what, that was actually a good album and shit, but as of right now, young, that narrative is he fumbled the ball, young, and he got nobody blamed but himself.
Yeah, this shit fucked up everything because apparently Big Sean released a pretty good album, you know? I haven't listened to it. Yeah, Tone, he released an album like the day it happened, yo.
He can't catch a break with these niggas.
He cannot, yes. That's why the person I'll be laughing at through all of this shit is my man Wale, because he stopped caring, yo.
Yeah, because you know Wale dropped a reply to that motherfucking Control joint, yo, and nobody cared, yo.
Yeah, and he stopped caring. Like, he had a whole, it wasn't a Twitter rant, but he just was like, man, I'm going to start doing shit that make me happy. I'm going to just do my wrestling shit. Like, I'm going to size my wrestling shit and do my little festivals. And that's going to be my life, you know? He's like, I'm not trying to be mentioned with all these dudes no more. I accept my place in all of this shit. That's it, you know? The only one still be struggling with the shit is Meek. Because even Big... People be mad for Big Sean. Big Sean don't be tripping like that, you know.
That nigga in a peaceful-ass place, Sean.
Dog, he making babies, you know. He don't give a fuck, you know.
Yep.
Only one care is Meek, you know. Meek be trying to... He be tweeting through his tears, you know. I be feeling so bad for that dude, you know.
Donio, you know. I'm like, man, put the phone down, brother.
Bruh. He tweeted something the other day.
About Wale, right?
I know they got into it, but it wasn't about Wale. He was talking about just how much money he got in his millions and shit. It was something. He was upset about something Ak said, and Ak was off of it. They had been going back and forth, like when the Diddy shit dropped, but Ak was off of this shit, and Meek was still on it as of like 2 or 3 days ago. Yeah. Yeah, he was replying to something with Ak name in it, not even Ak, you know. Ak not even tripping off that shit. Ak upset because Drake not responding yet, you know.
Yeah. Meek should take this as, you know, just a gift, you know, because when it wasn't nothing else to talk about, you know, this nigga Ak was going to run every artist from Philly up there to shit on Meek, you know.
Yeah.
That's how that damn, that's how Quilly, had that motherfucking No Diddy shit go viral, young. That was in an interview that Ak brought him up to his joint, the shit on Meek, you know?
Hmm.
Damn, man, right in the middle of that fucking interview, young, hit that motherfucking No Diddy, young, and everybody started laughing and shit, and he started looking up like, oh, that's good? Like,
yeah. That's good, you know? Yeah, he trademarked that shit, right?
Yep.
That's pretty good. Him, yeah. Him, absolutely. Yeah. That's pretty good, like, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, you ain't lying about Wale. I was laughing all weekend. My homeboy DJ Money is his DJ and shit, man. And like they've been in Philly partying the whole weekend with motherfucking wrestlers, yeah. That's all they was doing this week, dog. Like that Wale Mania is it's the designated black party for WrestleMania now, yeah. It's like that motherfucking that Wustang House joint at what's called at Sundance. You know? Who's that joint we went to, dog? All the black people came. Was open and shit.
It was the Black House.
Yeah, the Black House. Yeah,
It was just literally called the Black House. Yeah.
Yeah, dog. Like every past and like current black wrestler. That's a destination for everybody now, is to go to that Wale Mania, you know?
So. Yeah. Dog, he leaning into this shit. He like, this is who I am. He just said he want to do shit he enjoy, you know? And yeah. Stop trying to be some shit people want for him, you know? He like, I don't even want to be the best at that shit. I just want to be the best me and be happy, you know?
Yeah, be happy with wrestling and fashion, you know?
That's where I was cooking off when Meek tried to get into it with him, and that nigga posted a pic of himself looking up the word vitriol. Because he told Meek, he said, I'm tired of all this vitriol.
Yeah.
And I think the word vitriol was trending. Yeah, everybody was partying. And then posted these two panel pics. One was just him posing, looking at the phone, and then the other one, he was real low in a jail pose, and somebody took a picture of him. But you could see on his screen that he was looking up the word vitriol. You know, I said Wally and his friends. I think they was in like it looked like they was in like a little restaurant or a carryout or something. I said they are in this motherfucker partying, you know. Like, you know, be funny, young. You suppose yourself looking up the word vitriol. People laughing at that shit, dog.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for him. I think that shit is hilarious, yeah. But yeah, man, I wish peace for Meek, man. Cause, like, dog, you could just feel it, you know? Like, coming through the fucking screen, like something is going on with him, you know?
Yeah, man. That joint, like, cause Ak was like not only blogging about him, having niggas up there talk about him and shit, but he was like, you know, watching his motherfucking socials and shit, his movement. Like, this nigga was going to the trenches in Philly. Like, man, had to pull up to the trenches today and shit. And he was like, for what?
Exactly.
For what, man? But yeah, I hope that boy don't crash out, young. Cause he a nigga who care, young.
Right.
Like, you done been through all this, man. You on the right track. You got the motherfucking, like, he could just easily be the fucking face of social change and shit, like, social justice and change in that lane, young. But he just... And the thing about, like, he was never a heavy street dude. Like, you can be, from, like, the most misconceived thing is, like, you can be from the hood and not be of that element, you know?
Right.
You can just, like, you know, I navigated my way through this shit, you know? I wasn't a heavy ass drug dealer, you know? I wasn't involved in a whole bunch of gunplay and shit, man. But, you know, I know what it is. And then I made my way out, you know, like, what the fuck is wrong with that, you know? But to keep on perpetuating, like, and then you've been in the system too, like, nigga, for what, you know? Too old to do this at this point, dog. Relax.
Yeah.
Some niggas be having demons, you know? Can't get it.
Yeah, man. Like, I really do be feeling bad for him. That's why I was happy Act left him alone, but he was still going. And I was like, yeah, bro, like, go ahead, man. Like, I hope you don't do something stupid to yourself or somebody out of frustration.
Yeah. Because I'm not even so much worried about Act. Like, he ain't going to do nothing to Act, young. But he keep on bringing these niggas up there to his platform, young. And it's a chance that me can see one of them niggas around, young. If he keep on doing stupid shit like rolling to the fucking hood, young, like, he can easily run to one of these niggas and then anything can happen, young.
Yep.
Like, Philly is not a large place, young.
No, it's not.
It's not a large place. And if you say you always outside, young, it's a chance you can get caught outside.
Yeah.
Nigga. Every time something happened, like when that motherfucking that damn school shooting happened a few weeks ago, where they like shot the niggas up at the bus stop, you know, I'd be texting Malik and Jabari quick as shit, you know. Like, nah, I wasn't around here, but you know, my son, one of his classmates lives in that, like, yeah, you know, like, it's Philly. It's a small place, dog. He could be dropping his motherfucking kids off or his son's friends. Hey, you practice like anything, dog. Anything.
Yep. Man. Yeah, I hope he just chill the fuck out, man. For real.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I just wanted to talk about that whole shit. But nah, I ain't really got nothing else, man. You know. I ain't into too much heavy shit. I just wanted to talk about something fun, you know?
Yeah, that's cool.
So, yeah. Yeah, the heavy shit, I be ignoring these days, Tone.
Hey, man.
Ain't got no control over it. Nope. Got enough going on, dog.
Yeah. Now, I have been paying attention to some of these motherfucking trials, young. Like, they started to really hold these motherfucking parents accountable, young, for the kids I'm fucking up.
Yeah, I saw. That shit made me sad, you know. I just saw it on Twitter real quick. I just read the headline, and I was like, I read a little bit of the story. And I was just like, I guess? Because I was trying to, like, get a sense of, like, how could they be guilty for some shit he did, but... It was basically came down to neglect. Like, it wasn't like this one time thing. Like, this was like a runaway train that they could have stopped at any second. Yeah. And they just chose not to, basically. So, yeah, I still felt bad for him, you know?
Yeah, it's terrible. Dog, I didn't know about this shit in Virginia. Like, that teacher that got shot by a 6-year-old.
I heard about it, but.
So, she sued the school system for like $40 million and shit. So, you know, the mother, I'm not sure if she got real time or like probation. I think she got like a, no. She got 2 years. She got 2 years because Youngin staying with his grandfather now. But the shit that I hadn't heard until this morning was they, are trying to indict the vice principal. And I was like, that's some bullshit. But, and I don't know how this shit, like, wasn't part of the story from the beginning. I guess because it's so damn, like, you know, upsetting and crazy or whatever, that the parent would be held accountable. Man, a school official went to that vice principal twice that day and said, a kid said that that little boy has a gun in his backpack. Can we search it? And that vice principal said no twice, you know?
Wow.
She is cooked, you know?
That's crazy.
Ain't it, though?
Like, what rights do a motherfucking 6-year-old have? I ain't trying to hear that shit.
Right.
You protecting them from themselves, first and foremost. Then the rest of us, like, that's for their own good. Like, ah, man. All right, yank a motherfucking 6-year-old up. I think they got anything.
Dog, that just tells me one thing about that vice principal, yeah. She just ain't feel like being bothered, yeah. Because how can you not take that seriously, yeah? Like, twice, dog. They didn't come to you twice about it, yeah? Like, she was busy doing something else, yeah.
Right. Insane, dog.
Wow.
Insane.
And then the last I'm following this fucking trial of you see where those kids ramp on that that man in the lake, and they were pushing him around, they pushed him in the water and shit. He hopped up with a shank and started swinging or whatever, stabbed one kid in the gut and killed him. Yeah.
Nope, didn't hear about that. I thought he was gonna talk about. I just read some shit about some girls that beat a man to death, you know.
Jesus.
Some like, yeah, some little a gang of 12-year-old girls, man. They beat it. Yeah, this happened in D.C.
Oh no, yeah, that's around my way, huh? Yeah. So that's around here, and then one of the girls, like somebody ran up in her house, like 2 weeks ago, and fucked her up, you know, like unrelated. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like ran up in her crib. And they were like, yeah, that's one of the girls who was being indicted for killing the 67-year-old guy somewhere up in Northwest and shit. And I'm like, damn.
That's wild, yeah.
Like, that's why they starting to turn these laws around and starting to prosecute these parents. You know? Like, they've got to get a handle on this somehow, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's necessarily the right answer, but what else do we have right now, you know?
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. Yeah, dog. You gotta pay attention to your kids, dog. It's easy once they, you know, because my daughter's, she's 9 now. And she's already starting to, like, exert her, like, independence. But you still gotta, like, hey, what the fuck you into? Yeah. Like, yeah. I always check her motherfucking YouTube. Like, what you watching? Just what you interested in these days?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, you know, like, I gotta know, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not trying to fuck your shit up. I don't want to cramp your style. Remember motherfucker used to say that back in the 80s? Cramp. But yeah, you know, like, I ain't trying to do none of that. But shorty, I need to know, and I'm not playing.
Yeah.
Who you hanging with? You still friends with this person? Like, you know, just people that I know are good kids. Like, y'all still cool? Oh, y'all not? So who you hanging with now? Who you cool with now? Like, oh, I need to put some eyes on them.
Mm-hmm.
See what the fuck they about. See who their parents are. Like, all of that shit. Like, nigga, you just need to know. It amazes me, like, some people are more interested in, like, just stupid shit than their own kids' lives, dog. Like, Tom, I'm going to be nosy as shit the whole way through.
Mm-hmm.
Because well. To me, it's interesting to know, like, I think the first thing people lose sight of is, like, these are people. Like, your kids are people, you know? And, like, there's only so much You can put shit into them, but they still gonna become a person, yo.
Right.
Their interests are natural interests. Like, you can give them just the baseline. You can give them a template to operate off of. But, hey, man, like, I'm already coming to terms with, like, my son might not be interested in no motherfucking sports. Like, we got a long way to go, but, nigga, he has shown zero. When I say zero, I mean, get the fuck out my face. I don't want to do none of that. Like, he played soccer. He went to soccer camp last year, and he enjoyed it, but I can't get him to sit down and watch anything with me.
Yeah.
And maybe he's just, like, it's a motherfucking top-level, like, Hall of Fame niggas who don't sit down and watch their own shit, their own sport. So maybe he's just not interested in watching it. Like, we'll see, but I have to do my work and find other shit that he's interested in. So I got to watch cartoons with him. And everybody know I hate animated shit, but we got a bond, yeah. Me and my daughter just had a daddy-daughter date on Saturday. Just, you know, for like 4 hours, we just hung out. Took her out to get something to eat and just talked.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay connected, man. And, yeah, once they get to be teenagers and shit and they don't want to deal with you no more, you got to find some common ground, yo.
Yeah.
I still felt terrible for them parents, because parenting isn't some shit. Like, there's no handbook. Like, I know people write books about it, but you're not dealing with the same kid that's in the book, you know.
Same circumstances as being a parent.
Yeah, dog. Like, everybody ain't got the motherfucker. Everybody ain't got two parents, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ain't got the kind of job where they can be around their kids, you know, during crucial points in their lives. So I can't lie. Like, as a parent, like, I felt bad for them people. I was like, they going to jail? Like, maybe they just didn't know how to deal with the situation. Maybe they didn't know how to help them. This motherfucking parents are drug addicts, man, who are good people. They don't know what the fuck to do. So I felt bad for them, dog. And I couldn't even read it no more, man. I said, man, damn. Like, they saying at any point, like, they should have, like, taken them to see a professional or some shit, but, like, I know they were probably looking at it from their life experience, like, shit, man, like, I've been through some shit too. I ain't go out and kill no motherfucking body. Like, they probably in a million years never thought he would do that, Tone. Never. Because of course they would have stopped him, but they was like, he just going through something. Leave him the fuck alone. But yeah, they were saying like he was begging them for help or some shit. I was like, yeah, I gotta hear exactly what he said, dog. But yeah, it's just fucked up. So now a precedent is set. So maybe you'll see more of these kind of stories, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I ain't got nothing else, man.
Yeah. All right. Damn. Rather end the show on a
yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's just where we landed, dog.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get some shots out here, man.
Hey, man, happy to be back. Hope they don't keep Kenny up too late with this transfer portal shit. Yeah, man. Like, I saw him tweeting about some shit. Like, another person transferred, and he was just blown. Like, I guess he got some work. Yeah, like, so he grinding. But yeah, man. Thanks for listening. And thanks for everyone who listened to the first season of We're Better Than You. So me and CA on hiatus, thank God, because it was a grind. I was texting with Rod today, man. I was like, man, I'm so happy I have one podcast off my plate, you know. Because I was like, Rod, you do like 8 of them motherfuckers. I was like, I had 3.
Yeah, and some recapping, collabing. Dog.
Hey, young. I was just like, bruh, this 5-month break of not talking about college basketball, I am so happy, young. I said, I am done with this shit. He was like, yeah, man, that's a grind. So, but I was looking forward to this joint. I mean, because this home, you know, shit, even though I'm trying to do other shit, like, right. Yeah, man, 5-star to just, yeah, this just our shit, man. Like, I fucks with, you know, just laughing with y'all, man. So happy I was able to hop on this week. And, you know, hopefully nothing terrible in the world happened in the next week where we got to talk about it.
Yeah, man, I was looking forward to talking to Kenny tonight about our man, Mr. Chime Time, you know?
Who's that?
That's the dude who be sitting in his car reviewing food. Not Keith Lee, but...
No, I know, man. Who you're talking about. He looked like he got a fake Philly, you know?
Yeah. Dog.
That shit look fake.
He been in Charlotte for like 3 weeks, you know? He can't find a good fried chicken, you know? I be cooking, you know? Cooking so bad, you know? He slammed his fucking tray yesterday, man. I was in the bed, young. My left eye started watering. And I was like, I know Kenny seen this, young. Yeah, so good, young.
I fucks with him because his branding is so clear and cynical, young. He said, I bet he just sat up one night in bed and said, I'm going to do the opposite of Keith Lee. I'm going to be hateful and unlikable, you know.
Dog, he just brutally honest, though, you know. Like,
I know.
When it's good, you know, he dapped up because he went to some little Mexican spot in Charlotte. He was like, they says good berea here, so we going to try this, man. Man, he dunked that motherfucking, that quesadilla. He said, ooh. He said everything here is good, yeah. And then I think one spot he went to, might not have been Charlotte, but he tipped him like $2,000, you know. He was like, nah, man, like, their business is going through something, and like, they have really good food, man, but you know, times are tough, so like, you know, I got it, so I'm you know, spread the wealth, whatever. So he ain't just right. a heel all the time. He ain't motherfucking Hollywood Rock, yeah. But when that shit disappoints you, he will cook a nigga real quick, though. He don't got no motherfucking heart for the weekend, so I respect it. But yeah, I thought Kenny for sure saw him slam that motherfucking styrofoam tray. That shit was good.
All right, I gotta watch that. I don't watch him on the I don't watch Keith Lee on the regular either. But I fucks with dude, man. Like, yeah. I said, it's clear what he decided to do. He's just funny. I fucks with the dude from DC too, you know.
Yeah, Stamp. Yeah, he good.
Yeah, he funny as shit, you know. That nigga be going way out there searching for food too, you know.
Hold up, you talking about the old dude or the young dude, Peaks?
Nah, the older dude who be saying, like you said, say Stamp, you know.
Yeah.
Like Stamp, like that, decent.
Yeah, like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a young dude named Peaks. He from like PG County and shit, man. He be having this girl filming him and shit, man. That nigga went to New York to get some halal, you know. That nigga was so blown. He's like, man, I could have got this back home, you know. He young and ignorant, but he good too, though, you know. I'm like, man, oh, it's food, you know. It's food.
He drove through that tunnel for some halal, you know.
Man, he did that joint, and he went out to Pennsylvania to Amish town, you know. He went to that motherfucking Amish market, hey. You know? He was acting so stupid, saying, he's like, these days is big as shit, y'all. I said,
hey,
yeah.
Hey, young, the Amish market is a beast, y'all.
Ain't it a motherfucking hidden gem, y'all?
My sister be acting. My sister and my nieces be going there all the goddamn time, young. Just getting hidden, dumb shit like jelly, young. Be getting jams.
Hidden in plain sight, young. Like, niggas be going there, like, hot chocolate, young.
Mm-hmm.
Shit like that, young.
Yeah, I had my niece bring me back some soap when I was on Soaps Hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we was all acting stupid, you know. They was fucking the Amish market up during COVID, you know.
Hey, Sam, not to cut you off, you know, but my sisters are so particular about everything, young. So when they came here, I was like, you know what, young? They not going to Cuban be my soap, young. So I went deep in the stash and got one of them Whole Foods good soap unscented joints. And I was like, now find something wrong with this. Because they got a problem with everything. I don't like that. It doesn't agree with my skin. Like, that scent is too strong. I'm like, it's unscented. It's, you know, it's made by some, I don't know, some homeless children somewhere in the middle of America. Like, dog, ain't nothing wrong with it, young. It's bulletproof soap, young.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Soap, young.
So did they fuck with it?
Fuck yeah.
Okay, you did good then.
I know, you know. I was like, see, this is why I don't throw soaps away, you know. That shit, I had to dig for that joint, you know. It was, oh. I had one unscented joint and one raspberry, you know. I was like, nope, raspberry, they gonna find something wrong with it, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't think of throwing one away. I was just mad I had to motherfucking shower twice a day for years to whittle away some of that shit, you know. Dog, I was doing my two-a-day walk, Sean. I was like, man, I got to take a shower. I was trying to justify that shit, you know, just to use them soaps, you know. Yeah, man. I have one liquid joint left, so I'm using that. And I got my Dr. Squatches that I ain't used yet, you know. Mm-hmm. So everything gone, you know. It's been a grind, you know. It's been a grind. Yeah. Once I use the Dr. Squatches, that's officially gonna be it after 4 years, you know. Having damn, a goddamn man. Stockpile of soap. I was tripping, you know.
Hey, dog. Everybody did some shit to get themselves mentally through that bullshit, you know. Our shit was soaps and walks, you know.
Soaps and walks, and I still got a bunch of shoes I haven't worn, Tone.
Oh, yeah, shoes too.
Yeah, you got a bunch you haven't worn, you know.
Not a bunch I haven't worn, but, like, man, I got a pair of them Hokas, young. I'm treating them joints like the last few episodes of Amos and Andy, young. I've had them for a year and a half, and I was like, nope, weather's not nice enough for me to wear them yet.
Yeah, so I other joints. I destroyed my Hokas, Tone. Spill food on them, all kind of shit, you know. grinded down that big-ass foam sole walking on them so much, you know. They done, yeah.
Hey, yeah, I acted so stupid 2 weeks ago, dog. When I was, I went to the Marshalls by Costco, young. Yeah. I seen these shoes I never seen before, young. Yeah. They called like Miss Shoes or something, young. Yeah. Hey, young.
I seen know what you talking about.
I seen it was two pair, young. Yeah. I looked to the left of me, to the right of me, yeah. I grabbed a pair, went in the corner, yeah, and pulled my phone out and started Googling, young. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's who, they only sell these joints in the area at, Adrian Fenty's, parent store, that motherfucker Fleet Feet, yeah.
Okay.
I said $30, and they retail at, for like 90, between 90 and 120. It took everything for me to not buy both pair, yeah. But I was like, nope, I don't know how they're going to feel once I put them on, yeah. But
right.
If they feel good when I do wear them like 2 or 3 days, I'm gonna be mad as shit if they the new Hokas, yo. If they the motherfucking DC Hokas, yo.
The DC Hokas.
So I'm waiting to wear all these motherfucking New Balance I got on right now and shit. And I got that the pair of Hokas. I got some Nike running joints, and I got them from Fleet Feet, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta get rid of my Hokas. They like I said, they ran over. I just broke in a new pair of Sauconys though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a big Hey, young. I'm already 6'4", young. Them joints make me a legit 6'7", young. That thing thick as shit, young. I was smiling walking down the street the other day. I was walking down 17, young. I was like,
Looking like Wimby on the trail,
young. Hey, young. I hit that trail, young. I was smiling, young. I said, man, it feel like a cloud, young.
Young, since this motherfucking trend started, young, I've been hating like shit on these thick ass soles, young. But damn, they be feeling good as fuck, young.
Hey, young, the first pair I bought with the thick ass sole was a pair of New Balance, young. Them fucked up model New Balance with
that big ass N.
Hey, young, I put them motherfuckers on. I texted Jerron immediately. I said, Jerron. I texted a picture of my foot, young, wearing them. I said, Jerron, I ain't never felt a shoe this comfortable in my life, young. That was in late 2000. I cooked them shit so fast, so I was wearing them every single day. And by Christmas of 2020, done. Done. It only took me like 3 or 4 months. They were done. Yeah. I started wearing them in like late August. They was done.
Yeah, I remember when I first started getting feeling pain when my feet, you know. And somebody was like, "Well, you walk every day. When last time you changed your shoes?" And I was like, "I came home with that shoe, young. That shit was like bone on bone. That shit was looking like D-Wade knee, young." I said, "Oh my god, young, like." I'm about to kill myself with some badass shoes that done been worn out, but I've never worn a pair of shoes out before. Like, not since I've been, what, 8, young? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll be having, like, a month, like, in the summertime, I'll be, like, you know, really on it, like, a month and a half, maybe, per pair. That's why I stopped buying NMDs, and I'm like, man, I'm not, this shit is getting expensive, y'all. That's when... He was like, man, why don't you get him joined some Marshalls, you know? Like,
Yeah, NMDs are weak as shit. I'm going to be honest, you know. They comfortable, but they not for, like,
not.
Performance. They just not, you know.
Yeah.
Them joints are just nice to look at and, you know, to go out a little bit in. You know, if you, you know, have something you want to look sweet in, you know. But they not for like hardcore like performance, you know?
Nah.
And
social and leisure.
Yeah, and hours work of just walking will damn they will cook them shoes, you know? And it won't take long.
Yeah, just the tread in that joint is so like, why didn't they make the tread thicker, you know? It's because they want you to buy another pair, you know?
Exactly.
Simple as that.
Exactly. And that shit weak too. That shit weak as fuck. That, what is it like? It's not even honeycomb. Well, actually, the interior is like a honeycomb kind of shit. Yeah. But it's fucked up that you even see it. But that's how quickly it wears, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That shit got to be worn like in prime spring and summer months, you know? Like, even in spring, it's a motherfucking crapshoot. Because if you catch a motherfucking week where it rain a lot, you know? Man, you can bust your ass real quick in them joints, dog.
Mm-hmm.
If they ain't spanking brand new, young, like, you get anything, we like wear some tread out, young, step on a motherfucking leaf, young, I'm like, yeah.
Yep. Slip in some mud, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, but yeah, they weak. I've stopped buying them, man. I'm done with them.
All right, that's a much better place to end this joint, man. So, appreciate you guys out there for listening, supporting, spreading the word. And we'll holler at you guys next week. For our man Kenny, this FS Podcast, we out.